is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Dougie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh, my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
July 16th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's the number you use to give us a call. You can also text us that number. Comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Jeffrey is here. He's out in the hallway. Good mood, bad mood?
Talkative.
Good mood.
Oh, he's in a good mood today.
Well, it would be talkative if his mic was on.
Oh, that wasn't his fault.
You sure?
Yep. I saw Charlie reaching over.
Well, it still is kind of your...
Someone didn't have his mic in program one.
No, it was in program one. It was, the slider was down. But like, if you're in radio for about, I don't know, 8 years by now...
You wouldn't call it a slider. You'd call it
a pot. Exactly. It wasn't potted up.
Or a fader. Yeah.
Oh. Anyways,
it wasn't slided up, so...
You mean potted up.
Okay.
If you want. No, yeah, would you rather have me in a good mood or a bad mood?
Bad.
Good mood.
Bad for Mondays.
No, I'm in a good mood this morning.
Anything
5 days
says
of Rover
he
Fest.
Loves.
I can't tell if that was a real laugh or fake.
It's fake, of course. Dieter, anything that comes out of Dieter's mouth, Jeffrey loves it.
No, it's just I thought I'd do a fake laugh about it. But no, I'm in a good mood this morning. So I think that would be that. That's a start.
Don't do me any favors, man. So. You don't got a fake laugh.
Whatever, Dieter. Anywho, I'm in a good mood this morning.
All right, why? Why are you in such
well,
a good mood?
Well, we're down the home stretch to Rover Fest X.
Thank God.
Biggest party of the year.
Yes.
You going to do any motorboats
Saturday?
I don't know what my thing with plans for Rover Fest. All I know is I'm going to have a good time meeting all our fans and, you know.
Oh, he's looking forward to it. What a life. What a life.
I
went to bed at 4:40 this morning, and I slept for 1 hour, and B2's like, you got to get up. And I'm like, I swear to you, I was like, I'm not getting out of bed. And Jeffrey, he just gets to show up on Saturday, stroll in with his sleeveless shirt, say hi to all the girls. Motorboat some boobs,
nice.
Snap some pictures,
drink one
drink
beer.
Half a beer, go home,
drink a full beer.
Ooh,
Well, you know, I've always followed a traditional rule that management always said, you know, keep it between the lines, you know, that kind of stuff.
No drinking before 8 o'clock.
That's what we've always been told.
We'll allow you to drink at 6 p.m. How about that?
So I'm not. I mean, like I said, depending on how
he's like,
hot it's
oh yeah,
be.
That's not a good idea. No,
he doesn't want to do that.
No, he doesn't like to drink.
No, it's just that I don't want to pass out in the middle of the event, especially if Machine Gun Kelly takes the stage. I want to be up and ready for that one.
Okay. All right. Well, that is this Saturday, if you can believe it. Everything is coming together, and we'll see you out there Saturday. Afternoon, Saturday evening. Doogie's yawning over here. What's going on, Doogie? I just saw that she woke up at 3 o'clock this morning because she started emailing me.
2:05, baby, to shower and start working. Final stretch. We got this.
I wonder if Doogie's taking all that Adderall that she's so famous
yeah,
for.
Yeah, this is the time of year when she does it.
I know. I need some. Do you got any?
Oh, I dropped some off today if you're listening.
Do you have it?
Yeah, don't.
No, I'm not a drug dealer.
Don't do that. That would be a...
It's a felony, Doogie. What you're asking for is a felony.
Oh, I wish I had some. I need some. I wouldn't be yawning if I had some.
Oh, man. Mm. Well, we'll get through it. It's going to be a fun weekend. We have a full week.
Is everything on pace to be done by Thursday?
Sure is on my end, I think. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm starting to freak out. I was this morning when I woke up. Or actually, when I went to bed at 4:40 this morning, so just about, I don't know what, 2 hours ago, I was taking a whiz, getting ready to crawl into bed. I go, I'm such an idiot. I'm so stupid. Why did I do this?
Can I say I told you so?
But I'll be done. I'll have my stuff done. I'll be ready. And if everyone sticks to that plan, then we'll be just fine.
Sweet.
As long as everyone, and will you send out an email that reiterates that everything will be done by Thursday night?
We're in the process. Everything's falling into place.
All right. So last time we said that the staging guy goes, oh, yeah, I heard that, but I didn't think that applied to me. And then you have the security guy. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that was for everyone else. Yeah, I didn't know that applied to me.
Right.
And the food guy. Oh, Thursday. I thought that was for everyone else. All right, let's see. Amanda writes, Yo, Rover, first of all, happy Roverfest X Week. I wanted to thank you for changing my life for the better. I'm 28 years old, and I've been overweight my whole life. I was lucky enough to catch the episode last year where you had Dr. Ian Smith as a guest talking about the Blast the Sugar Out. I wasn't that interested at first until a few weeks later when I saw that you had success with this diet, even with no exercise. And I decided to give it a try. I'm very happy to report that I've lost 100 pounds since last August following Blast the Sugar. You got me started on my journey, and I can't thank you enough. I've included a before and after photo so you can see for yourself.
Oh, my God. That's two different.
Wait a second. Is that the same chick?
That's
I think we're being scammed.
The face is different.
We're being scammed.
No, it is her face. Look.
No, we're being scammed. That looks like a different girl.
Oh, my God. She looks great.
Is it the same girl?
Yeah.
You guys sure?
Is this a fake email?
It could be a fake email.
From Dr. Ian?
Exactly.
He's like, I'll plug my book and get this out there. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Is it just the angle because she's looking down at the phone?
She lost like 3 people.
But the eyes look...
the same.
Different.
She says, my husband and I live in California, but we'll be there next month visiting family. Let me know if you guys have anything going on the second week of August, as I would love to buy you all a drink. Well, Amanda, congratulations. You did well. Tyler writes, hey guys, I never wrote in before. I'm a first-time emailer. I've been listening to the show since my senior year of high school about 5 years ago. Just wanted to say how much I love it. I really enjoy the fact that you take the time to talk to the audience and get them involved. It makes it a lot more personable. I know you're a national show, but it feels like you're relatable to the everyday person. Good luck at Roverfest X. Well, thank you, Tyler. Paul writes, it's Paul from sunny South Florida. Just want to say you made my day on Friday when you read my email. All right. Well, there you go. Gets another one. Two for two.
What was his email on Friday?
It was how much he wanted to have sex with you, Dieter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
I don't know what it was. Tanner writes, Rover, I wish I could call in and tell the story, but I'm in Virginia for the summer for an internship and currently at work, but I took my girlfriend at the time golfing with me one day. I was playing like crap, and after a bad drive, I threw my driver into the woods. Of course, it got stuck in a tree. I drove the cart into the woods, climbed the cart, and proceeded to climb the tree to retrieve my club. Later that night, my girlfriend and I were doing the deed. As I was hitting it from behind, I slipped my thumb someplace.
Okay.
The next day, I had poison ivy all over my hand and arms, and she had it all over her sphincter. Don't worry. She went on to still marry me one day. So who gave who the poison ivy?
He gave it to her with his thumb.
Or did she give it to, maybe she took a whiz in the woods, gave it to him on his hand.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I thought the thumb was the key player in that.
Okay.
Are you going to do a...
But it could go both ways, Dieter.
Oh, yeah.
Get the thumb, who knows?
Are you going to do a poison ivy check?
Charlie rubbed poison ivy on his arm.
Hard, like...
Friday on the show.
Rubbed it hard in there.
Now, these were leaves that someone mailed us, so I don't know if they were potent enough after they'd been picked. Can they still give you a poison ivy?
I don't know. But Jeffrey told me first thing when I came in this morning the results of him.
Oh, he did?
So, yeah, I already know.
Oh, okay.
He's like, hey, Dieter, blah, 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 blah. I go, okay, well, I guess I know what happened to you.
I was nervous, so I did read up on this because I don't want to get it. And it said that you still can get it after, even if it's a little dry and crumbly.
And Charlie says that he is immune to poison ivy. I don't even know if that was poison ivy. Who knows? But I don't know. All right, Charlie, what do you got for us, my friend?
Here's my arm.
Yes.
Nothing.
Poison ivy whatsoever.
Not at all.
Can it come later?
No, I think it would show up by now.
Everything I read, it said 48 hours. It could be 8 hours to 48 hours.
Sweet.
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm free.
Anyone have it? Jeffrey?
No, Jeffrey put it on, too. His palm and I think his wrist.
Jeffrey, do you have poison ivy?
Nothing.
Okay. But I'm also not sure if Jeffrey's ever had it. Have you ever had poison ivy, Jeffrey?
I don't know if I ever had it or not.
He said Friday that he...
Not only are you, quote-unquote, immune, but he is, too? I would say you're immune if Jeffrey got it and you didn't. I'd go, Charlie, you're immune to poison ivy, just like you said, but neither one of you got anything.
Because Jeffrey, I don't think, has ever had it. He works outside all the time. He would be getting it constantly if he gets it. And we ask him, do you get it? And he's like, yeah, I get it.
Well,
and then he
know.
Can't remember a single time that he's ever had it. So I don't think he gets it.
You would know, right?
I would show, but...
Have you ever had it? Do you ever remember getting it in your life?
I don't think I remember getting it in my life. So
I the exact opposite of what he told us on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Come on, you're talking about... come on, we're splitting hairs here.
No, asked, do you get poison ivy? And you said yes. And I went, that's weird. When's the last time you had it? And you're like, well, I don't know. And we all just took you at your word. And now the truth is you might not ever get it.
Yeah, who knows?
So I have two people immune to poison ivy? That seems hard to believe.
I don't think I've ever had it.
The guy who sent it in tweeted on Friday.
Yes.
I don't have a copy of this tweet, but he said that this strain sneaks up on you after a few days. It might come like within 5 days.
Okay.
And then
five
it hits
days.
Really super hard.
This guy has a strain. What does he grow different varietals of poison ivy?
Did the guy that handled it get it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Huh. Those are some dry ass leaves.
Okay. No, I think I would have had it.
I think so too.
And I was with my friends that used to get poison ivy from when we were growing up, when we were in first and second grade, we'd go out in the woods. And I said, do you guys ever remember me getting poison ivy? They're like, no, because you're immune, because we would be covered in it. And it was just you. You'd be the only person that never had it. I've never had it.
Okay.
Well, Jeffrey now joins you then, according to this theory. He is immune to it too.
I think everybody would remember.
What a coincidence!
Well, he might have a layer of whatever on his body.
Grime,
dude. Yeah. You've never had it either.
I don't think so. I mean, you would remember from everything that I hear.
Oh, you're
you
acting
would remember.
Like you're freaking out like you've had.
No. Everyone says how bad it is.
Oh, I've so never... I have three people on the show immune to poison ivy.
I mean, you guys remember getting when you were young. I don't remember.
Yeah, as a kid. It looks like you have it on your inside of your arm right there.
I was attacked by a cat. My cat scratched me.
Oh, yeah.
Why? It's all like red and raised up.
I picked her up so my daughter could pet her, and she did not like that.
This is today?
Yesterday.
Did you clean it?
You know, it's funny you said that. My daughter goes, we were in the car, and she goes, Mom, did you use soap and water to clean that cat? And I said, no, I sprayed some antibacterial.
Oh, God, it's so stupid.
What? She goes, oh, God, that's really dangerous because.
Cat scratch fever. It's true.
She knew. And I go, what? She said that there's poop that gets in their claws, and if they scratch.
Yeah. And by the way, that Bactine, you need to use soap and water.
It's like the emergency that I keep for my kids. So if she gets something.
It's going to the sink.
Soap and water.
Exactly.
I didn't do that.
And then you do soap and water, and then you can spray that stuff on.
Yeah, like a double.
When does this sit in?
I don't know, but it looks bad right now. I thought it just happened right now.
No, yesterday.
It's all red. Why is it so raised up like hivy?
It's blood.
Oh, that
is all
raised
up. You see what I mean, Rover, in the middle?
Oh, yeah. Cat scratch fever is a real thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
But when does that set in?
I don't know.
Right about right now. A day or two later. It's just, I hate how it's raised up.
Well, it's her body fighting against the infection, I think, right?
Yeah.
What? I don't have an infection.
No, that's why
it
raises up. That's why it's... Scratches raise up like that.
Cats have dirty ass paws.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, they
litter
dig
boxes
around
and whatnot.
And poop all day. And they scratch you and they put poop.
Don't
in
worry,
your
a little bit of antibacterial spray will take care
of
that.
It's like a first aid spray.
Yeah, it's Bactine. It's just
it's not
under
Bactine. It's
of
something
course
else.
It is.
It's not Bactine.
It's all the same crap.
I don't know what Bactine is.
What is it?
I don't know for the third time. I don't know.
It's Bactine. Right.
If it's a spray, probably.
It's like if you have some scrapes and whatever, it's antibacteria.
Yeah. And what's
so that
it? You don't know the name.
Fourth time. I don't know. It's got to be better than soap and water.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just like Purell is better than washing your hands.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I often see doctors before they get ready to go in and do surgery.
Why they have those
do little
soap
Purell.
Things? Yeah, it's the foam Purell crap. I see that all over in hospitals. Based
because
on you, buddy boy.
Oh my God! Oh, never mind.
Please move on.
Connor writes, Rover, I have a BS in biology. And am currently working towards a BS in nursing. I would like to clarify Jeffrey's stance on his scoliosis slowing him down mentally that everyone seems to discredit. While Jeffrey obviously has bigger issues, it's not unreasonable to believe his scoliosis slows his thinking, as scoliosis inhibits breathing. It thus decreases the oxygenation in Jeffrey's body, creating a hypoxic state that can cause confusion and altered mental states, among other things. Furthermore, a quick test for chronic hypoxia is called a finger clubbing test. That is literally as easy as Jeffrey putting two fingers together and observing the shape of his fingernails. What does that mean?
Shape of your fingernails? Put your two fingers together, Jeffrey.
I got it.
It sounds like either this guy is actually BSing about his BS In other words, he's either BSing or he's got a Bachelor of Science in biology.
He's BSing.
He's probably BSing. Because, I mean, like, even if I put my two fingers together, my fingernails
like this, like this.
Like making a heart shape with your fingers?
Normal.
You're
supposed to see if your nails...
So you put your two index fingers together?
Put your two index fingers together.
Okay, and then what?
Is there a little hole in between your fingernails when you put them together like that?
Yeah.
Dumbest test.
And here, I'll show you. I don't even know what this means. I just found the finger test thing.
It's Scarmuth window test. Shamroth window test. It can be used to identify or confirm clubbing. What is that?
I don't know.
If two opposing fingers are held back-to-back against each other, a diamond-shaped space should normally appear between the nail beds and the nails of the two fingers. In clubbing, this space or window is missing. Well, what is clubbing? I don't even know what that is.
You went out clubbing the night before, I think.
Oh, they go together, it looks like.
Normal?
Normal's on the left. Oh. There's a space. Clubbing, there's no space.
Okay.
Whatever that is. What is this the test for? Scoliosis?
Clubbing.
Like club feet? Jeffrey has that.
Let's see. Marshall writes, we had a field mouse living in our man cave slash garage. After several weeks of me trying to coerce it to come out and eat bread, it finally did. Nightly, when no one was around and I was pounding beers, it was the coolest thing ever. It ran up when I snapped. My a-hole roommate heard me talking about it and laid sticky traps down without me knowing it. Long story short, I found it stuck to a trap one night. I slowly used olive oil and a butter knife to free it into a cage, and I let it go into the woods near my house. It's alive, and my roommate is now living with five other people. Karma is a bitch. All right. I haven't seen my mouse since.
It's dead.
The spray?
It smells probably in the house, is what I'm guessing. Doogie went off on a caller and how nobody cares about his kid and the gender reveal. Now she knows how we all feel. Doogie, no one cares about your kid either. Nobody cares about your dance moms, your nanny, or any other aspect of your boring grandma lifestyle. Please remove yourself from the air. There is nothing interesting about you.
Nick from Myrtle Beach also emailed Rover.
Oh, he's got that next.
You do? Okay, oh, you do have it. Okay.
Yes, he
says, yo, Doogie, just wanted to say F you. That's in all caps. No one gives a crap about your kid either, but we're forced to listen to you babble about her. Your attitude was totally unnecessary. 4,000 people at the POD show gave a crap and enjoyed the presentation.
Awesome.
Sometimes it's nice to do something that will make someone else happy, you selfish bitch.
Ha!
That is Nick, who wanted to do a gender reveal at Rover Fest X until he was so rudely denied by Doogie. Just shut down his dreams.
We all wanted it.
Yeah.
Doogie said no.
Sure. For the record, that was like the 10th or 100th time he had circled around everybody asking for this to happen. Mm-hmm. Not one of you babies said yes. You all.
Well, we didn't say no either,
well,
did we?
I'm not in charge. You all said,
my name's just on the ticket. I have no control over that kind of stuff at that festival.
And everybody knows if you really wanted it to happen, Rover, you would tell me to F off and make it happen. So finally, I had enough of Nick, and I told him to leave us alone. So hopefully he did sell his cabana.
Steve writes, listening to how rude this effing bitch is to this guy about the gender reveal. This bitch is so smug. Why the F is she on the air? Take your 70s bush and swing the F out of here.
See you.
And Victor, with a K, writes, I just wanted to thank Doogie for not allowing Nick from South Carolina to have his gender reveal at Roverfest. Nobody cares about his kid, and Doogie did the right thing. Now he's all butthurt and trying to make Doogie look like the bad guy. Cry me a river, you pussy. Doogie doesn't owe him anything just because he wasted his time flying from South Carolina to Ohio and then driving to Buffalo. What an entitled douche. Suck a fat one, Nick.
Cabana is still up for sale on eBay.
Oh, wow.
So he's not coming for sure.
He might have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll sell it.
Ashley writes, I thought I would pass this along. Over the weekend, Nads put this photo on Instagram of him and his girlfriend out for his birthday. Hundreds of people began roasting him for how terrible his girlfriend looks with her makeup job, but more so the fact that he has a huge zit mark on the side of his nose and tried to cover it up with her makeup. God, Disgusting.
This was bad.
It was so bad.
You got to really
zoom in on this.
Oh,
yeah.
They weren't really roasting her. They were roasting me for good reason. God.
Zoom in more. And yeah. I don't think you're really capturing how bad it was in person. It was a completely different color.
Oh, yeah. It looks brown.
Yeah.
His face is pink.
Well, you see what it looks like now.
Wow.
Your face is so
pink.
You're
still. Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Look at his face.
That's what it looks like now.
Look. What the hell happened
there?
It's
like black and blue
now. It's the same.
It's
getting
darker.
Worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Well, so I had the makeup on, which was a terrible decision. It looked way worse than even going out like this. And then when I rubbed
you could say you got punched in the face or something.
And then when I rubbed the makeup off,
I
started bleeding, and this is what it looks like.
What? Bleeding from taking makeup.
I have Roverfest coming up, and this is what I look like.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I know.
That is something
it
else.
It was so bad in person.
God.
My girlfriend started yelling at him. We're at the restaurant. She's like, who did this? This looks so terrible because it's just the wrong skin color. Did you do this yourself?
Yeah.
No, my girlfriend.
Then all the girls at the at the bar start getting out their makeup brushes to try to fix Mads at his party.
So more layers.
Yeah, they're trying to rub it out, and like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And now he just has this big scab. It's so terrible.
Well, that picture, see, that's funny because when I saw that, put that back up, Snitz, I thought that, zoom in there. See, sometimes what happens, I've seen this, not that far, and zoom out a little bit.
Look at how
right there. So I've seen pictures where celebrities will, the flash will go off, it will, like, really show their makeup job and all their...
If it's
just
not mixed in.
Because of the flash,
Yeah, that's what happened.
But you're telling me that's what it looked like in real life.
This looks better, Rover. This looks way better than it did in person. In person, he just looked like he put some paint on his face. It was just completely the wrong color and just this big dot that was cracking. Because as soon as it dried out, it started cracking and just had like these wrinkles in it.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
So bad.
Oh my God, I didn't realize how late it was. Jeez. Brad writes, I got a report from one of my buddies who saw Nads at the bar, allegedly on something. He's also spending some big dough on his dad's credit card, $300 like it's nothing. My buddy owns the bar he goes to all the time in Lakewood. I don't know. Do you have a screen grab or something? Let's see. He was super, this is in regards to Nads. He was super effed up, one guy says. The other guy, 100%. Tim said he comes in with his boys all the time. $300 tab. No biggie. The other guy says, yeah, he's back on the sauce. Hard AF. He was on something. So there you
no
go.
Chance there's a $300
right there
tip.
From a guy named Big P via text.
Two men just gossiping about me, but no, I don't spend $300. I don't have $300 to spend. I mean, the birthday tab was big, but my dad helped out with that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. He volunteered some cash for our two tables that we had.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Why doesn't everyone pay themselves?
I kind of paid on my own.
Oh, you paid on your own?
I didn't know about this birthday cash.
As you saw by this text message,
I had no idea.
$300 tab, Charlie.
Not at this place. No, this was the restaurant bar place that we were at. But I didn't know that there was cash to be given out to help. My bill just with my girlfriend was $80 there. It was very pricey.
He volunteered $200 to... And you were, two tables.
So you weren't a part of the... He volunteered it to everyone but you, Charlie.
No, I mean, he wasn't going around telling everybody. He gave $200.
He never handed it out to other people. He just pocketed it.
No, he didn't give it to me either.
Who did he give it to then?
The waiter or whatever.
Oh, on the sly.
Oh, okay. It was fun. Jeffrey even showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, LaRoque showed up.
All right, I've got to take a break. I don't know where Doogie went. Where did she go?
I guess the break. She had to go.
I have too much to do. I have so much to do. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the news, the shizzy, right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover.
Rover's Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
Coming up in just a moment, the news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Man, Travis Barker cannot catch a break. I'll tell you what happened to him over the weekend. It's in an accident.
Oh, no. Plane crash again?
I know, right? I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. I think President Trump is meeting with Putin right now. I heard that on the way in, like literally right as we speak.
When I was listening, Vladimir Putin was in his plane, and they were waiting for him to deplane, which he did, and they escorted him into his motorcade. So they were heading over to have their formal meeting.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So, of course, we'll start with that story that everyone is eagerly awaiting. What's going to happen? We've got the President of the United States meeting with Vladimir Putin. Did you happen to see the picture of Vladimir Putin with Conor McGregor?
No.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
What happened? What? They both have their shirt off?
Isn't this for the World Cup?
No, shirt's on. He's just in his suite.
For World Cup, right?
Yeah.
Which was in Moscow.
Right.
Okay, what about it?
Would you go into Vladimir Putin?
You got invited?
Hanging out with
the president of Russia and
would you?
Good seats?
Sure. Why not?
Would you?
Yeah. Oh.
It's not saying anything against Connor.
You wouldn't?
I don't know. He's
you would in a second.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about that one. So, a lot of people are just waiting to see, will the president talk about Russian meddling as far as the 2016 election? And I don't think he's going to do it. So everyone has lots of notes. They've got sanctions. They're going to should talk about Syria. Oh, yeah. They should talk about arms control.
He's
going
to be on point. He's going to get to all of that. Be well thought out.
Well, he was up early tweeting this morning saying that the Russian meddling was a witch hunt and that it was Obama and everybody else's fault.
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
So we'll see what's going on with that. But then there was some video that emerged showing President Trump being quickly ushered inside a golf resort after a protester was flying a paraglider just feet overhead, and they were freaking out about
that. I saw that. Do I have that video, Charlie?
Yep.
This protester.
What's it called?
Trump quickly.
Okay. So, like, some guy with, like, a, what was it, a para?
Powered paraglider.
One of these guys landed in a boxing ring. I think it was at Caesar's Palace. I don't know if it was in an Evander Holyfield fight.
It was.
Might have been the one where he got his ear bit off. I don't remember. But Mike Tyson, but... Remember that guy, that Fan Man was his name.
Did he land on, like, the ropes? He didn't make it in the ring.
He almost did, but he landed right into the ropes.
And they beat that guy, Rover. If you see video, they're just punching the hell out of that guy.
Who's security?
Oh, yeah. Or fans. I don't know, but he got his ass beat.
And this guy tries it. He's kind of like the Fan Man, tries it with Donald Trump as he... there he is coming in on this, like... paraglider thing or something, and then the Secret Service, I guess, they hurry him inside. But
how do they not shoot that guy?
I don't know, but that's
a good point.
That is, it's pretty easy that he's able to, and he got away, I think.
Yeah, it was restricted airspace as well. So
he's flying. Look at this big banner he's flying. That's so great.
What if there's a bomb attached? He drops it, or he has a gun, he pulls it out and shoots. I don't understand. There were snipers there. Blast the guy. You warn him, hey, you coming any closer, we're going to blast you. If he doesn't swerve or turn,
well.
It is Secret Service. I mean, how can you take any chances?
He was able to get away, apparently.
What do you say?
All I do is just take a gun, just put a bullet through the through that parasail thing.
Jeffrey
would
have blasted
that glider.
Yeah.
With his crappling gun. Right?
I just boom.
Okay. All right, go on.
More than 500 people fell ill after visiting a popular ziplining attraction. This was in Tennessee. E. coli bacteria was found in water at this attraction where all these people are getting sick, according to health officials. The state health department said that one person who visited this Climb Works zipline canopy tour in Gatlinburg had tested positive for the norovirus.
Oh, man, that's whatever norovirus is, that's bad. That's usually on cruise ships. Mm-hmm. People get that a lot.
That scares me. Definitely scares me. So they said
the
water.
I've been to Gatlinburg, I think.
Have you?
Yeah, I was dating a girl and she wanted to go there. This was when I lived in Tennessee. Oh, man, it was. If this is the same place, boy, it was bad. She's like, we need to go to Gatlinburg, get away for the weekend. Gatlinburg, Gatlinburg, Gatlinburg. I'm expecting, like, sweet, we're going to go party.
Nothing.
We get up there. No, it was like a tourist area for old people.
Just in the mountains, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They said that preliminary testing and health assessments indicated that the water system at the facility may have been the reason for the outbreak, and they said that there was fecal contamination of the facility's water, so it got everyone sick. It's just gross. All right, we were just talking about Conor McGregor at the World Cup, and France won. Not sure if anyone watched it.
I did not watch that at all.
I didn't watch.
Anyone?
Yeah, some of it.
I didn't watch that. No. Didn't watch Wimbledon. Didn't watch any of this stuff.
Well, France did win the World Cup for the second time yesterday. They beat Croatia 4-2. And it did, like we said, it took place in Russia. Paris partied their asses off.
Yeah.
They went nuts and bonkers. And they were so, so excited. It was fun to see that. So, congratulations to France.
What would the United States do? What would we do if we won the World Cup? Like, would you go party, Dieter?
Yeah, it's a reason to drink.
Okay.
But soccer's not as big as here. As other countries.
Do you think it ever will be?
No. I don't know. Unless football goes away, football will always
turning
be
it into soccer slowly.
Yeah.
Today is the 4th annual Amazon Prime Day. Do you guys do anything with this? Does it start at a certain time?
This sounds like a Snitzer kind of thing.
I don't know. This is
totally Snitzer. Like, he's going to get.
He circles the calendar for this day.
I know that he's into this.
A lot of people do.
He buys, like, what? What's he going to buy today?
He's going to buy.
What do they have?
Kitty litter and
fishnet
photography
socks.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Got me.
What was that? 3 p.m. Eastern and runs through midnight tomorrow.
Okay.
So a lot of people are excited about that. And a lot of people, Jeffrey, are excited that Hulk Hogan back in WWE's good graces. It's 3 years after the infamous N-word controversy. So the Hulk is back. And everyone's excited.
Yeah, he's going to be reinstated back into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, good. Oh, whew.
Yeah, I was nervous.
I mean, I was going to visit the WWE Hall of Fame, but since he was taken out.
There's actually no physical Hall of Fame museum yet.
I was going to build a WWE Hall of Fame is what I meant to say. Did I say visit? No, I meant build.
They haven't built it yet.
I was going to build
it.
All
they have is there's a show, I think, on YouTube called WWE Archives, where they go through all the artifacts from down through the years of WWE's history.
Mm.
Like props, rings, ropes, caskets, all that kind of stuff.
Feather boas and
wrestling boots and
underwear tights.
In the early days of SmackDown, they used to have that big fist where that would be right above where the wrestlers would come out.
There's no physical place. Is this like in a warehouse or something?
Yeah, it's like WWE Warehouse is what it's called.
WWE Warehouse?
No, WWE Warehouse.
Oh, Warehouse.
And it's either World Wrestling Entertainment or you want to walk with Elias.
Would you buy that big fist? Take it home?
No, I don't have no place to put it.
I have no means of displaying it,
Dieter.
Wait
a second. WWE Walk with Elias?
He's one of the wrestlers. His name's Elias Sampson. And when he gets ready to wrestle, he's in the ring with a guitar. And the first thing he goes, there's only one thing I want to ask all of you tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? That seems to be his catchphrase.
I just can't believe this guy knows so much about this. I mean,
well, he loves wrestling.
It's remarkable how into it he is and how he knows this and how he knows so little about everything else. Right?
Well, I know about other things. Just wrestling just happens to be one of them.
Okay.
Airplanes, architectures. Like I said, my interests are kind of narrow at this moment, but hey.
Is Hulk Hogan the greatest wrestler of all time in your book?
That's up for debate.
Give me one name, real quick.
I can think of the dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair.
Okay.
So, name your top three wrestlers.
Okay.
I would say Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, and Ric Flair.
Hogan's not even in there.
Hogan's not even in there.
Andre the Giant's not in there. Randy Savage.
Well, you said top three wrestlers, so those are the three names that popped in my head.
Okay. All right.
How about this? Do you know what year Travis Barker got in that plane accident?
Yeah, you know airplanes, so give us this.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't know about that one.
You know who he is?
I'm not. No.
You've never heard of Travis Barker?
No.
Okay. It's Bob Barker's son.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm not up on Bob Barker. All I know is he's known to be the original host of The Price is Right before
he
croaked and Drew Carey took over.
Yeah.
Wait, he's not dead.
I don't think.
No,
he is
I'm
either.
Saying Bob Barker.
Yeah, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
But you tell me Bob Barker's still living?
Yes. Oh. Yes. The Price
okay.
is wrong.
Sounds
bitch.
Like a, well, you got me on that one.
Come on.
I don't know what year.
I'm gonna say 2011.
Is that right?
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I thought you have the answer.
No, I have other things that have happened, but this story, 2000, all right. He suffered second and third degree burns in 2008 when he was in that plane crash. So he survived. Great. Yeah. You know, thank God. So bad luck with that flying. So yeah. Just in June, what is this, July, early last month, Blink-182 was forced to postpone its Las Vegas residency because Travis Barker suffered from blood clot.
What? Blood? What word?
Blood clots in his arms. And then a staph infection.
Okay.
So, plane crash, blood clots in his arms, staph infection. Now, fast forward to just a couple of days ago, Travis Barker was on his way to his son's basketball game, and a school bus ran a stoplight and totaled his car and got in a car accident with his son in the car.
Man.
And it's just like, it's a really nice Mercedes, I believe it was.
I don't know about totaled his car, though.
The said it totaled it. Did
it's
you see the...
Totally fine.
Is that his Mercedes-Benz? Is that his left. SUV?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What I read was terrible car accident.
Yeah, there's his car right there.
Oh. It's not,
not
even,
totaled at all.
No, but I read it, too, without seeing the pictures, and it was like... I thought he was dead or like in a coma or something.
No, he's actually fine.
There he is just
fine.
Standing there, like talking to people. There, I mean, wow. That's nothing.
He's A-okay, a little shaken up. Could have been a lot worse, obviously. The stories, I had two different stories that said car was totaled, but from the pictures that Anthony just showed,
airbags
were deployed because they did hit that hard. So he's okay. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com.
I saw a story about another car crash. This was in, where was it? Fairfax County, Virginia. A driver totaled a McLaren 720S. That's a sports car. They're about $300,000. He totaled it there, wrapped it around a tree. Let me see if I can show you the photo here. Hold on one second. Here it is. Hold on. Sorry. Ugh. One day after he purchased this car.
One day?
One day. He totaled his $300,000 car. He survived. The driver survived, but...
What was it from? Speeding?
Oh, man.
Yeah, was obviously.
He... Now, that is total.
Yeah, you're right.
That is total. That's...
How do you live?
Yeah. God, that's scary.
So you got a sweet car. You want to try this thing out. You want to... See what it can do.
Yeah, show off a little bit.
Yep.
Open it up.
Crash the whole thing.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, heavy foot. You know what I think about those cars? Every time we're in West Palm Beach, we always park the bus across.
From the McLaren dealership.
Yeah, but I just stare at those cars. I'm like, I wonder how much they cost.
Now you know, $300,000. That one you could probably pick up for a little bit less,
yeah,
Dieter.
Yeah.
If you want to put in a little elbow grease, get it back off the road.
Get Jeffrey's buddies to fix up the car on the weekend.
Oh, well, in that case, it would cost you $800,000.
Yeah.
Tom in Pittsburgh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rover. How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's happening?
Good. Every morning, like pretty much that I'm sitting here watching, I always see Jeffrey and he talks about like his random wrestling facts and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the time, like he's always wrong. And it's hilarious. Like the other morning, he was talking about WrestleMania 2 and he was like, oh, Wrestle 1986 and stuff like that. But it was really like, I think April 7th, 1986.
Yeah, he's always, he's wrong about everything. He'll do that with planes too. You'll say, Jeffrey, literally, what is the gross weight of a Boeing 747? And he'll say, that's 348,000 pounds. And it's not even close. But he says it in a way that people just think he can rattle off this information right off the top of his head.
Because nobody knows. We don't know.
Sure.
There are only wrestling facts.
No.
Well, hey, next time you don't have to ask me about wrestling or planes, whatnot, you just go to Google and figure that out.
Where was Ric Flair born?
You don't have to worry about me being wrong.
Ric Flair, where was he born?
Where was he born?
Yeah.
He was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
But I like wrong. Asking you. You're like Robert. Is he
Memphis,
even wrong
Tennessee,
about that?
Stop it.
Born right here. Yep.
I've always thought he was born and raised in Minnesota.
It's right here.
Memphis, well, then there you go. Then why'd you ask me then if you could look it up?
He's so fast.
I know.
Too.
He's right. You have to have it backed up just in case.
That's funny.
Ask him another question.
What year was he born, Ric Flair?
1949.
What date?
February 3rd.
February 25th.
Oh, wow. You got the year right?
There you go.
Got the year right.
Wow.
Well, then you got Google, so you don't have to ask me any of that crap anymore.
We have you. You're Oogle.
Whatever.
Oogle.
Ew.
Eagle.
Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
This is just a strange story. So you know those kids, I'm glad the story is over with, the kids that were rescued from the cave in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Elon Musk, or however you say this guy's name, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX and God knows what else, he sent over, remember that mini submarine that he sent over there? Child-sized submarine, he said.
Oh, yeah. I saw them testing it in a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. And they were going to put the kids in there and then...
But how are you going to get through those tight caves?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the question. I was like, oh.
That was a question. And there was a guy named Vern Unsworth, who's a British diver. He was involved in the rescue last week, and when they were asking, the news media was asking about this, he said that the kid-sized submarine was moronic and just a PR stunt. He can stick a submarine when it hurts.
We have the video.
Oh, I have it. Yeah. Okay, all right, hold on. Where is it? Thai cave rescuer? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're asking this guy, who is a diver who was involved in this, and apparently this guy is an expert caver. I didn't even know that was a term, but he's a cave diver. And they ask him, well, what about this kid-sized submarine?
What your thoughts on Elon Musk's idea was?
And stick his submarine where it hurts. Just had absolutely no chance of working. He had no conception of what the cave passage was like. The submarine, I believe, was about 5'6" long, rigid, so it wouldn't have gone round corners or round, you know, round any obstacles. It wouldn't have made the first 50 metres into the cave from the dive start point. Just a PR stunt.
But he went into the cave
on
Tuesday.
And was asked to leave very quickly. And so he should have been.
Wait, who went into the cave?
I don't know.
Elon Musk?
I think he showed up at some point.
No. He was over there?
Yeah, Musk was tweeting about how he was there and that guy wasn't even there. That's what Musk also alleged. But that guy didn't show up till after.
Well, so then this Elon Musk guy, he sees this interview and that drives him insane.
I'm sure.
And do you have any of his tweets?
I sent it to you and sent her, so you can just put them up.
Snitz, if you put these up, he's deleted these tweets, but the accusation that Elon Musk made against this cave diver guy who was involved in the rescue says, I never saw this British guy who lives in Thailand at any point when we were in the caves. Only people in sight were the Thai Navy and Army guys who were great. Thai Navy SEALs escorted us in. Total opposite of wanting us to leave. Water level was actually very low and still not flowing. You could literally have swum to Cave 5 with no gear, which is obviously how the kids got in. If not true, then I challenge this dude to show final rescue video. Huge credit to Pump and Generator Team, unsung heroes. You know what? Don't bother showing the video. We will make one of the mini sub going all the way to Cave 5, no problemo. Sorry, pedo guy. You really did ask for it.
Oh.
So he's accusing this guy of being a pedophiliac? Is that the correct term?
Yeah.
Like, I know a pedophile. Yeah. I guess
you mentioned okay? That.
That's the word.
Well, this is what happens when you sleep for 45 minutes at night. Your brain stops working.
That was weird.
A pedophile.
There you go. That's the correct word.
That was a doozy.
Yes. No kidding. Anyhow, so he just accused this guy on Twitter of being a pedophile. And then someone was like, hey, you just accused him of being a pedophile. And Elon Musk is like, yeah, well, I'll bet you that he is. So now he's deleted those.
More?
Oh, yeah. He's deleted those tweets. Now, how much money do you think that guy's going to get? Because you can't just go around claiming someone is a pedophile.
Mm-mm.
If they're not.
Oh, he'll get paid.
Especially someone in the public spotlight,
sure.
Like Elon Musk going around saying that you're a pedophile, he's going to get millions of dollars out of this.
Of course he is.
You think he just threw it out there by the way the guy looks?
No. It's because he lives in Thailand.
And
so
he's rescuing little boys, I think.
So that's why?
Yeah, because he lives in Thailand, yes.
So is Thailand known for pedophiles?
It's
ladyboys.
What?
Ladyboys.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
And it's the young boys who dress like women.
We've talked about it on the show.
Okay, I don't remember that.
It's known for sex tourism.
Okay.
It's known for that kind of stuff. Now, okay. Just I guess if you live over there, according to Elon Musk, you must be a pedophile. Oh. I'm sure there are plenty of people who live there who aren't pedophiles, but I don't know what the hell this guy's
thinking. Is Elon suggesting that this guy only saved those kids because he wants to have sex with them?
Ew.
Touch them immediately?
Or did he molest them on the way out?
Like, oh,
kids, grab this rope and pull.
All right.
Keep pulling. Yeah, now up, down, up, down, up, down.
What is his? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know what he's saying. Rich in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Elon Musk is an elitist prick. The last time he financed his rock, how he got his rockets off, was by putting 20,000 flamethrowers into an already saturated market of lethal weapons. if he was going to do something for the public, he could have come up with a non-lethal weapon since he's such a tech genius.
Well, I don't know if that's how he funded a rocket launch. That would be a lot
of... Oh, that's exactly how he funded it. It helped fund it, let me put it that way.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I think they were selling... How much were they selling that flamethrower? I remember they were selling flamethrowers for some reason. How much were they selling those for, Charlie?
I forget how much they were selling. They were pretty... I think they were about $1,000 each or maybe...
$500.
That's it?
So they were $500. So 20,000 times 500. That means they got $10 million out of that. But you still have to build the thing. That'd be what you gross... Let's just say it costs $100 or $200 to make that, so it'd be $20,000 times three.
He has no social conscience. He's rich. He's rich. He's an elitist. He's just getting what he wants. Period.
Would you like to say he's a pedophile, Rich?
Oh, don't do it. Who said he was a pedophile?
I didn't say that. I'm saying, would you like to say that?
Have no evidence to prove he's
there you
pedophile.
Go.
Who he's needs smart. Evidence, though? I mean, he's smart. Going around calling guys pedophiles. All right,
all
thank you, Rich.
He put 20,000 lethal weapons into the market, into the public sector. He's a prick.
All right, thank you, Rich. It's a flamethrower. I there's not a lot of like gang violence going around with flamethrowers, as far as I know.
I want to buy one though. 500.
Oh,
well, now they're way like jacked way up.
Jeremy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know much about the guy. I know he's rich, and he's an elitist. So I find it really, really hard to swallow an elitist calling another person a pedophile with all the quote unquote secret societies they're a part of. So I mean,
now by the way, if you have a lot of money. Does that just make you an elitist? Like anyone with a lot? I'm trying to figure this out. No? Okay.
To me, an elitist is someone who they can shape the way the world goes. You know what I mean? Like they have enough money to do that or the progression of society or whatever it is. Bill Gates, yes. Elon Musk, yes. An NBA player, probably not. That's just got a lot of money. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just.
Okay.
It's like a degree. To me, I'm not, I'm Jeremy Newman. I don't know. Count, but it's like a degree of money. Like you have enough money to shape the world, and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You can do it again tomorrow. That's crazy to me. Like you could feed the world off of your income. That's an elitist. You know what you're doing. They know what they're doing.
All right,
know what they're doing.
I just wanted to make sure that if I make it one day and I get a bunch of money, I don't want people to refer to me as an elitist. I just wanted to know if there's like ever a cap. Do you get to that threshold? I'm going to stay under that threshold.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to hit that anytime soon.
To shape the world, then I don't. It doesn't.
Oh, Jeremy, you have no idea how much money we're pulling in off of RMG Plus. We have just trillions
rolling
of subscribers. That's right. Yep, we're all rolling in. You drove a Bentley into work today, Charlie.
Yes,
right?
Of course I did.
Yes, he did.
We're building a rocket.
Yeah, to commute back and forth. Well. We'll see if he ends up paying any money over that.
I bet he does.
Do you think we'll know if he does?
They'll hide it.
Like he might say, he might just do that under the radar. I mean, the guy I would think would sue, wouldn't you?
You would think.
If someone called me a pedophile, it wasn't on the, someone like that, like Elon Musk, if he starts calling me a pedophile on Twitter, maybe I would have to, although I don't know. I don't like suing people for stuff.
We should call our old PD a pedo every day, pedophile.
I don't remember that.
At least I haven't heard anymore.
Which one?
Doesn't even matter.
There's so many of these program directors. They come and go. Ballrag is who you're talking
remember?
About.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Our old PD. Has anyone talked to him?
No, not since he left. I remember he pulled me aside. He's like, don't ever, ever call me that specific word again.
But isn't that weird, like, if you do that, and then he pulls you aside, and he says that, and he gets really bent out of shape, doesn't that then, like, not to say that he was, I don't think.
Obviously he wasn't.
Well, I wouldn't know, but when you get so riled up over something like that, doesn't that then make you want to do it more or question, or it lives on. Like, if you just let something roll off your back, that's it. That's the end of it, right?
Right.
But
then I was like, why was he so upset?
If you flip out, here you are, years later, still bringing that up.
Oh, yeah. I never see him so mad at me. He tried to fight you, I get that. Boom. But to be mad at me over a single word, I didn't get it.
Boom.
Who did he hate more, me or Charlie? He really disliked Charlie.
But I never saw him get that mad at Charlie like he did the famous quote of, look at me, D-head. Like that. That was his ultimate anger point that I've seen in the
because
5 years.
Because of sound effects?
Charlie did a secret.
No. The day he tried to fight.
Sound effects. That's where we got the sound effect from, Doogie.
What?
What was the fight from?
Some girl.
You're pissing me off right now.
Yeah, it's when he had remember when he had the 19-year-old girls over at his house.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not lying, you idiot.
Like he that. Said, yeah. Did he ever yell at you like that, Charlie, in his office?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yes,
see,
yes,
he did. I didn't witness that. I just witnessed the on-the-air rant to Rover.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, he would have fought you, I think, Rover, if you would have came in. He was at that point. He wanted to fight you.
I think he wanted to kill Charlie, though, too.
Yeah, multiple times.
Was this over the same issue?
It was.
All stems back to that girl?
Yes, it was over the same exact issue. But it was like 2 years after it had happened. And
he learned that Charlie told that story to someone?
Who? Saskeith?
No, we were in Grand Rapids. And we're meeting the PD. And he goes, why doesn't Ballrag come on the air anymore?
Oh.
And I just did a quick retelling of the story with Nads. I think a lot of people were talking at that exact moment. It wasn't just me. And what happened was the next day on the air, Nad said, oh, we told the new PD about Ballrag stealing my girlfriend. We weren't even in any details about it. And he got very mad at me about it. He said, he brought me down to his office and he's sitting there and he's like, did I do something to you? Huh? Did I do something to piss you off? Did I do something over there that makes you want to try to ruin my life? And it was on from there.
And then how does it escalate? What happens?
Oh, she starts screaming that I'm attempting to ruin his life by spreading this false information about him with that girl. And I really didn't even say much. And I was like, well, we say it on the air all the time. Like, but he was mad that I said it privately. He thought I was privately trying to get him fired by
doing
that.
Now that he's gone, I don't think we ever brought up the story on the air. Speaking of yelling, and I don't know all of the details, but he got in a huge shouting match with one of the other program directors here. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. You never told that story because I never.
I don't even know what the story was. I just heard that it was like a scene. People couldn't believe what was going on out there.
What was it over?
They were fighting over something.
Look at me.
I don't know what it was, but apparently the whole office like
stopped.
Yeah. And there was some huge blow-up that happened between these two managers here at work, yelling, screaming. Do you have any recollection of what it was over?
I heard it. I remember listening to it.
When what? Recreate it.
No, I have no idea what was going on. I just heard it. You could hear it starting from their offices all the way down to that hallway that goes to the cafeteria. Okay, do you know what
sure.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that's like, how far? 50 feet? But the door was closed, and you could hear the yelling.
I thought it was open. I was going to say, well, that's not that far if the door is open.
No, the door's closed.
Oh, okay.
And
you can hear those walls. Yeah.
You can hear everything. I don't know. I just heard.
And what was said?
I don't remember. It was something to do with scheduling or something. I think Doogie knows exactly what it was about. I don't remember.
Doogie knows.
But what was being yelled?
I don't remember.
What was
cuss words? Oh, this was cussing. This was every word you could imagine.
Was it, I'm going to kick your ass, or was
it? I don't think it was that, but
did he schedule one of his guys? I don't remember, to be honest
with you. I walked away because I didn't want them to see me listening, and then I just assumed Ballrag would come out and actually punch me. So
you got to hide when
you listen. I was hiding,
yeah.
And I was pretending I went to the copy machine, and I'm just copying just blank pieces
he's
of paper.
He's never made copies of his life, and he's at the copy machine.
Did I tell you the story about the time Ballrag, I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the air, the Ballrag, I was in a meeting, and he got up and he wanted to fight me? Did I ever tell you that story?
You told me it.
Yeah, we were
You said it off the air to us before.
Yeah, I don't even remember what that was over, but we were in a meeting in someone else's office. who shall remain nameless. And it starts getting escalated, whatever. I don't even remember what it was over. And it was, and he gets up like he's gonna fight. And this other guy had to come around his desk and like get in between. Like,
he's not a Rover fan.
What were you doing? Were you also yelling back, or were you calm?
Were you laughing?
Because every time I was getting yelled at, I was very calm, and I just let him like unleash and vent, and I just thought it would go away. And I knew if I even questioned any of his logic, because there was a lot of holes in things that he said, I just said, there's no point in it. I'm just going to just accept this.
No, I was sitting on a couch. Like, I was... Okay. I mean, I
wasn't, legs crossed.
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
Smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Just,
what are you talking about?
That probably really irritated him even more.
Yeah.
Like, the cooler you are, the more anxious he got. Oh, well, those were the days, our old program director. I actually don't dislike the guy. I think he dislikes me.
Of course he does. Who wouldn't?
You guys were friends, though.
At first.
I'd say it was
half the
time.
No, we were for quite a while, but...
Half the time you guys were friends, and then half the time I didn't see eye to eye anymore, but...
That's usually how it works with Rover.
Has he ever texted you or anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, me either.
Did you say bye to him that day? Or
no.
He was just gone.
No. I think I was out of town on his last day.
Or a couple days before, yeah.
And, well, I think we were out of town. I think we were on the bus. Didn't even see him for a week or two before he left. And he got another job somewhere.
Well, he announced that we were out of town, right?
Yeah, he timed it up.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be gone for, what, a week and a half? He said this was going to be his last week.
Do you think he also picked his last day? Did he time that up so he wouldn't be here as
Probably.
Well?
I think so. He could have picked any week.
All right. Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy?
I have a lot of good stuff coming up in the shizzy.
That means she has no idea what she's talking about.
I really
All right.
Don't.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. You have any idea what you're doing now, Doogie?
I think I do. A man was arrested after he introduced his wife to the police. So what's the big deal? Hi, this is my wife.
Yeah.
No big deal, right? Well, why he got arrested next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Eric in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
I just want to tell you, dude, I think you're an absolute genius. I was listening last week. When Doogie was, you know, talking about she's not coming to your wedding, she's the love of your life, or you're the love of her life, and how you guys were getting her really, really upset. Like, she was really upset. And all you had to do was change the subject to Monster Energy Drink, and everything just went back to normal. I'm just curious, has that always worked in your guys' relationship? Like, do you fight in a car, and then you're looking over like, oh, look, Burger King has two Whoppers. I have cheese on my Whopper. Like,
now, Doogie generally, Doogie's not a good person to fight with. She does tend to forgive me because I am the love of her life. So
clearly.
But anyone else, she holds a grudge for years, and she'll purposely piss people off. If they have gotten under her skin. But no, she's a difficult person to fight with, but we always tend to bounce back from arguments. We've been in some, I don't know, what would you say, Dieter? How many arguments have Doogie and I been in throughout the years? Like, serious ones.
I think you're in a constant ongoing argument at all times.
You talking about like yelling matches?
But everyone's in an argument with her.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's countless.
Think about it. Who else?
I'm not in any arguments with anyone right now.
Who's not in an argument with Doogie?
Nobody. She's constantly...
Are you in an argument with me?
No, but I'm sure I will be in the next
Nance
couple hours.
Not. Anthony's not. Dieter's not. Jeffrey's not. Rover's not. There's one person I'm working with Roverfest I'm mad at.
Who?
Can't say.
B2?
No, not at all. No, I'm pretty good right now. Actually, I'm really good.
Okay, well, that could change by the end of the show.
Check in an hour.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So this just came down. Dieter handed me this update to the news story you just did before the break.
Yep.
That British diver that you were talking about that said he's got to sue Elon Musk, right? Because Elon Musk calling him a pedophile.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that diver who did obviously play an instrumental role in the 12 boys from that cave getting rescued, he says he's not ruling out the fact that he will sue. Mm-hmm. It is a possibility. The tweet was, quote, Vernon Unsworth, that's his name, responded to @Elon Musk, slurs about him, says he can't put into words how he feels about the guy. He hasn't ruled out taking legal action.
Okay.
So he is probably going to sue. Well, we have started our meeting. We have President Trump and Vladimir Putin. They are in a meeting, but it's kicked off. It was an hour late. So everything's kind of behind schedule. So everyone's just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. So remember, they're going to meet for an hour and a half with just it's the president, it's Putin, and then their translators. Nobody else. Mm. That's it. No recordings, no note taker, nothing.
Just the two of them, one-on-one.
Yes.
Okay.
This could get very, very interesting. All right, this is a strange story about a guy who had a car that was illegally parked. And turns out Jose Cruz, 24 years old, was approached by the police and said, why did you park like that? It was a Toyota Camry, and it was in a handicap spot. The man, who apparently was not disabled, was questioned about it. And his answer, he didn't know this was a handicap spot. So that's what started
That never
it.
Works, by the way, too. I've parked in a handicap spot, and I've thought to myself, if they come up behind me, like the last time I did it, it was outside of a food place, and B2 went in to get the food.
That's tacky.
Oh, you pulled in the handicap? Oh, no.
It was full, Dieter. What else? What do you want me to do? Double park?
Yeah, double park is better than the handicap. That's the highest ticket you can get.
Yeah. But the handicap, like the blue thing, the little guy in the wheelchair, it was so dark on the pavement. Like, they hadn't repainted this in 5-10 years.
Did they buy that?
Well, they didn't come up, but I was getting my story ready, Dieter.
See, my plan was always if they come up, because I've done this before in the past, I would
it's so horrible.
Years ago, Rover,
that's the worst. How could you do that? I've done it too.
Rover, years ago, and I would just say, if they come up, I'll just pull out right away. But even if you go to pull out, they'll take you.
No, they pull up right behind you. They block you in, Dieter.
My plan was I could just be like, I didn't know, and I'm leaving. But no, it doesn't matter if you're in that spot. Still sitting in the spot, the car running. They'll give you that ticket. It's like $250. Even if you're sitting. Say like somebody goes in the store and you're like, let's go in the handicap. It's right up front. They'll come up and ticket you. Even if you drive away, they'll write your ticket down as you're going. I've seen it on that Parking War show.
Well, that's why you text your girlfriend and you say, limp when you walk out of the store.
Oh.
No, you still need the hang tag like the one you have. You're not handicapped.
Huh?
Don't you have a handicap sticker?
I used to.
Okay.
Many years ago.
How did you get it?
No, those expire, by the way.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah, but if you just see it, are you really going to look it up and check it? If you're a cop, you just see it and you go, okay.
Yeah, they have a parking meter thing on there that says it has the expiration date on there.
Is it huge? How did you get it?
My mom. She worked for the state, so she was able to get these kinds of things somehow. So I had a handicap. That's the holy grail of parking.
Of course it is.
Sure, just put that right up on your rear view mirror. You pull right up.
But don't you need like
you a hobble? Sometimes you'd have to hobble. Like doesn't I would have to.
Doesn't the license plate also have a little sticker thing on it?
No.
No? You just need the pass.
You just need the pass. You're good. Okay. That's what the pass is for. You can transfer it to vehicle because, you know, like if I'm transporting my invalid grandmother.
Yeah.
You need to be able to have.
What was it for? Do you have to, like, prove it somehow?
What was your.
Like, what was your ailment?
It was the penis pain?
Well, I said that I'm a former Army Ranger.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I have PTSD.
Big baby butt buddy.
All right, stop it. Leave him alone.
Go ahead.
No, I had an interesting story. This was many years ago. When my mother-in-law, like, Ritz was like maybe a year after I accidentally dragged my mother-in-law with the car. And then what happened? She got one of those cards, okay?
Oh, yeah. She had every scam in the book, that lady did.
Okay. So we went out and decided, so it was her crazy idea to go out to the Tops in North Ridgeville. Why okay. We want to go all the way out there? I don't know. That's just her, okay?
Okay.
And
to a grocery store.
Yeah. Okay. So I park in a handicapped spot. I come back out and I it slipped my mind. I forgot to put the display in my vehicle. So I got a parking ticket and I was like, oh crap, I'm going to be out $250. But then I realized the thing was in my car. It just wasn't properly displayed. So when I went to court, I brought the thing with me and I said, hey, and then the prosecutor, tried to look up the statute and I said, well, I have this. I just forgot to display it. And they only fined me $60.
Oh,
it worked somewhat.
To a degree, it was better than paying $250.
If I get a ticket for parking in a handicapped spot, I'll send you to court for me, okay?
No thanks. You have to go to court yourself. That's what I had to do.
So, back to the story. The cop talks to the guy. Why did you park there? And he said he didn't know it was handicapped. And then he looks in the center console, he'll see he spots an open can of alcohol. And who's that belong to? And the guy says, oh, it's hers, the girl that was in the front seat. Well, what about the bag of marijuana? And so, obviously, guy's getting in a little bit of trouble. The icing on the cake was the girl told the authorities that she and Lopez were dating, living together, having sex on a daily basis. And the suspect introduced the 15-year-old. It's my wife.
Oh.
And he tells the cops, it's not that big of a deal. She's going to be 16 soon. He was dragged away in handcuffs, locked up. He was 24.
Whoa.
So 24 and a 15-year-old. He saw nothing wrong with it. He's like, she's 15. She's going to be 16, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. He's in jail with bail set at $25,000.
Elon Musk is tweeting at the guy right now.
Right? Today is Monday, July 16th. This year, back in 1999, what happened 19 years ago, this day in history? Who died? And
wait,
I have to say,
what is it? This day
in history, 19
years ago, so 1999.
I had a tear. Cried.
1999.
Really famous?
Somebody died, yes.
July 16th, 1999. Although she's probably reading, this story's probably 2 days old. It's probably not even today.
Nice try.
1999, July.
Give me a topic. Is it movies,
death,
music?
Somebody famous.
Oh, politician. God, this.
Plane crash.
Oh, plane JFK crash. Jr.?
Yes! What?
You shed a tear over that? Why?
What are you saying? What's your response, Charlie? This is
huge. Who cares?
Girls do, because they're like, he's so hot.
He was hot.
Why would you shed a tear?
Because it was so tragic. So this day
it's
was
tragedy
when
every day.
John
In
F.
fact,
Kennedy
that's probably
Jr.
the least tragic. This guy grows up rich, super rich. In a famous family.
His father was
has
killed.
Has loads and loads of opportunity.
His dad was shot.
Right. As the president of the United States.
He was living his life, and he was trying to make his family proud. Mm-hmm. Who knows? He could have been president today.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
possible, yeah.
So him and his wife, Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren Bessette, they died when John's single-engine plane crashed into the ocean near Martha's Vineyard. This was in Massachusetts. So, and there's terrible weather conditions. Like, what a tragedy.
I really cried over that?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Didn't he have that? He thought up was down and down was
no,
up.
No, he wasn't certified to fly with just, he was only certified to fly during the day, and he was not certified to really fly on instruments.
What's it called when you're opposite?
Vertigo.
Did he? I heard he had that.
That's what. Yeah, that's what he got. Yeah,
well, he didn't have that. It's you can become disoriented.
Right, right, right.
When you're flying at night, if you're
He was in certified fly at night.
Yeah,
because there's no landmarks.
Also, this day in history, in 1999, and we've talked about this movie a lot lately, The Blair Witch Project was released. It became one of the biggest independent movies of all time.
Great
a movie that
movie.
You still have not seen, correct, Rover?
I have not.
Okay.
Oh, you would love it.
I don't know if
great,
you would know.
Great ending. The first movie to do that.
Scared the crap.
Found footage, yeah.
Made me a little nauseous the way that they filmed it, though, I have to admit.
I didn't get that.
Congratulations to model Kate Upton. She is pregnant. She's married to Houston Astros pitcher Justin Verlander, and he's 35. She's 26. They were married in 2017, and now they're going to have a baby. And box office numbers for you. Actually, let's do that later. Let's talk. What time is it? Let's talk a little Bruce Willis. So Comedy Central's roast of Bruce Willis taped over the weekend. It was Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
And there was a surprise guest that showed up. I don't know if we have video of this or just pictures. So take a look at RMG TV Rover. Who do you see? Nobody knew that she was coming.
Demi Moore.
Moore, yes. She showed up as a surprise roaster. There are other pictures and I should have shown. Okay. He's laughing. Look at he's holding his belly laughing. She showed up and she
That's
crushed
hilarious.
It.
That's Bruce Willis. I go, Don Rickles is still alive?
No.
That's Bruce Willis.
Yes. He looks pretty good.
His face looks fat.
No, he looks pretty good. So, there's lots of pictures of him laughing, and she goes on to roast the crap out of him, and I think this is going to be
awesome. Why would he do
awesome.
This?
What do you mean?
He doesn't need the money.
I think it's kind of an honor to get roasted.
Yeah, and I don't know how much they really pay for that.
I think it's $1 million.
Seriously?
When Trump did it, he got paid $1 million, and then I think he said he gave it to charity.
Okay.
He gave it to charity? Okay.
No, I'm trying to think. The people in the
past.
That was
the stripper's name.
No, people in the past, they weren't like A-listers, like Bob Saget, Flavor Flav. They're not like big stars like I see Bruce Willis. He was an A-lister.
Justin Bieber. He did
it. Well, he had to do it because he needed. That was a publicity stunt with that one because he was being such a douche.
Yeah, yeah.
That was different. This one, that was pretty cool. So she shows up, Demi Moore shows up, and she does take a few hits at him. She said, quote, I look at our marriage like the sixth sense. You were dead the whole time. Uh-huh. Spoiler alert. She also busted him for many failures, including turning down Clooney's role in Ocean's 11. I did not know that he was offered Clooney's role for Ocean's 11, and he said no. Did you know that?
No, but he was in the second or third one. Ocean's 12 or 13. It was horrible.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think he was.
It was just on TV. No, it was just on TV. I'm flipping through. I'm like, which Ocean's 11 is this? And Bruce Willis was on the screen.
Must have been a later. I don't remember.
It wasn't the first.
Okay,
first
yeah.
First one was great.
Yeah.
I think it was 12.
Okay. So this roast will air in a few days. July 29th, it'll air on Comedy Central. Other roasters include Martha Stewart, Edward Norton, Civil Shepherd, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Kevin Pollak. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
TJ, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, TJ.
Hey, good morning. Will you please get your aviation expert in the fart box?
Okay, Jeffrey, could you come into the fart box, please? All right, he's there.
Just want to give him a heads up that Kennedy died due to something called CFIT, which is controlled flight into terrain, because there was no actual horizon. He was unable to tell the difference between the ground and the sky, because he was flying at night and he was not rated for instruments. But Jeffrey is wrong. Your pilot license is good for daytime and nighttime. You do not need a separate license for nighttime.
Ooh.
Okay, so I got that part wrong, but I did say he was not certified to fly on instruments.
Well, he was not in instrument conditions. He was in VFR conditions called visual flight rules.
Okay. All right. Well, then, thanks for correcting me, then. Have a nice day.
All right.
Don't you remember seeing the news footage?
I don't know if that's true, by the way. I don't know if he was in VFR because he took off late, and it became dark during his flight.
Kennedy did not hold an instrument rating, and therefore he's only certified to fly under
VFR, not IFR, right. And wasn't it, didn't it happen at night? He took off late.
At the time of the crash, the weather and light conditions were still such that all basic landmarks were obscured, making visual flight challenging, although legally still permissible.
Okay, all right.
Do you remember seeing the news footage of the family, like when they were trying to find the wreckage and in the bodies and... And yes. One of the Kennedys was it? Who's the guy that drank a lot?
Ted Robert? Kennedy?
Ted, the bloated one. Yeah, Teddy Ted. Was out there and on the boats, and they're trying to find the bodies. And oh, it's just, you don't remember any of that on the news?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I remember it, but it doesn't, sad. I mean, it's, I can't believe you're so affected by this. I'm surprised you even knew who it was. She just knows from the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, John.
Yep.
Oh.
That's what it was. Oh. Okay. JC in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JC.
Hey, yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, my God. My summer's getting made right now. So we just got in the company truck like 30 minutes ago, turned on the show. You guys were talking about marriage or something. And this so happened to be this weekend. My buddy, a good friend of mine, his dad calls me in. My buddy's getting married in a few months. Calls me, you know, says he wants to have breakfast this weekend, you know, talk about the wedding. So I say, sure, of course. I get there. I walk into a bombshell. First conversation we go, he goes, JC, you know, this might strike you, but me and my wife are not going to be attending the wedding. We're going through a conflict with your, you know, my friend. And the whole reason it's coming down to is my friend's dad thinks that his girlfriend is hard on the eyes, just straight up that she is not physically attractive enough to be marrying. And it's just so, there's so much chaos. As soon as
all right, now hold on. So let me decipher this story, because there's a lot of people.
You need a chart.
In other words, what you're saying in simple form is your friend's dad believes that his son shouldn't get married because the girl he's marrying is not hot enough for him.
Or ugly.
Yes, sir. And then I thought that was a little drastic. I go, you know, do you not like her, you know, personality wise? He goes, you know, we've always thought she's nice and all that, but when it really comes down to it, that, you know, the girl's just not going to cut it with looks for longevity of the marriage. I haven't been this uncomfortable in years. Yeah, you know, I quickly changed the topic.
Now, well, first of all, tell us, how does the girl look? Rate her on a scale of 1 to 10, JC.
You're lucky my friend doesn't listen to the show. I'm a hard grader. I'd give her a 5.33.
5.33, okay.
It's average.
It's tough out here.
All right. That's a five is yeah. Five would be average, I suppose.
You know, I agree with it too, because I think the long-term marriage, you know, you got to stay fit. You got to look good, because I think one day, 20 years from now, my parents got married or divorced after 20 years, that, you know, longevity of a marriage, you got to stay safe, you got to keep it fun.
Now, JC, tell me your friend. How good looking is he?
My boy, he's like 5'11", so he's tall. He's got good hair. His face is kind of good. His body is not, you know, up to my standards, but I definitely do better than
JC's him. Really paying attention how his friend looks.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate your friend?
1 out of 10, 7.85.
So he ranks him higher than the girl.
Yeah. Who would you sleep with, the girl or your friend?
Say that again, Rover.
Who would you sleep with? If you had to sleep with one of the two, would you sleep with your friend, your boy, or the girl?
I don't know, man. The 5.33 is tough. Probably my boy.
Duh.
Funny dude.
All right. Well, look, here's the... Looks are important when it comes to people's relationships. I mean, I saw, who was it? I just saw someone. It was a celebrity couple, not like a super famous one, because there are some that have these wives, and you're like, whoa. Like
Hugh Jackman is who.
Hugh Jackman, everyone thinks that guy's hot, and then his wife, you see her, you're like, whoa.
Bon Jovi, I think, is another one. But these are when these guys have been together forever.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande?
Oh, God. How he pulled that?
I don't know.
What do you mean, I don't know?
No, I don't know how he got her.
Oh, he's just funny.
So funny.
He met on Saturday Night Live, must have been killing it. And then.
But he's so nice. But
I saw it was a celebrity couple, not huge celebrities. And I saw this wife, and I. I wish I could remember who
actor,
it was.
Actor, singer?
I don't even know. I saw this wife and I thought to myself, this is such a horrible thought. I go, how does this guy go out in public with this woman?
Oh.
That's a terrible thing to think.
I know it is, but I'm just being honest. The thought crossed my mind.
Pierce Brosnan. Have you ever seen his wife?
Yeah, that's not good either. You're right. That's good.
That's true love, huh? I mean, these guys can get any woman they want.
Yeah. But there's more to looks.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Charlie?
I just saw Pierce Brosnan's wife.
What, is,
what was that, Charlie?
I just saw the wife for the first time.
And?
This is James Bond. This is who I think of as the ultimate gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Pierce.
And?
In those movies, he's screwing super hot chicks.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Goldeneye?
And?
He's got a wife.
No, but look at her. Is this the brunette?
Yeah, there
yeah.
she is.
No, wait. Now look up photos when she was young, and you would get it.
She was a hot piece back when she was young?
Yeah.
Really?
This is, yeah, she's definitely aged. No, she got him when she was really good looking. Look at her.
Stop it.
That's not the same
woman.
Yes, it
is, Rover.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's the same woman.
He's married two women.
What?
That's
not the same woman.
On the left
is? Absolutely.
No, Dieter, it can't be.
Rover, look at the face. It's the exact same nose. She just gained 150 pounds.
Dude, that chick on the left, if that's the same chick as a knockout,
that makes sense.
Super
yes,
hot.
Of course. I looked this up because this always makes the news.
Maybe something, she was sick, the health issues or
what
steroids,
the hell?
Something.
Maybe she got it pregnant and then you never lose the weight.
Wow, Dieter, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. She was hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
Like, what would you rate that girl?
10.
Back when, right.
That's a
damn
10.
Close,
that's
right?
A 10.
Damn close to a 10.
Yeah.
Now what would you rate her?
Oh, God. Low.
Was it
Very
a health
low.
Thing? Like, did she have something?
I don't know, but sometimes you get a little, with steroids, you balloon up or something happens.
Why would she be on steroids?
Oh,
okay,
I don't know,
yeah,
a health
if
issue.
You're sick, yeah,
yeah.
I thought you meant, like, anabolic.
No.
I had no idea. All right. Beth, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to my son-in-law. He got us tickets for this weekend and can't wait to meet you guys.
Well, what a great son-in-law. Trying to stay in the good graces of his mother-in-law. And he buys her Roverfest X tickets. And they're going to have a good time this weekend. Beth, have fun. You're going to, I think, have a great time. We're all going to have a great time this Saturday. We'll be right back. Hang on.
If it's all right, oh, yeah. I want to kick it with you all night, all night.
Thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, we were talking about Pierce Brosnan. You said that you remember him, Goldeneye.
And oh, yeah.
He's James Bond.
I consider
him. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, personally the best James Bond.
And we were talking about his wife. Now, you've seen photos of his wife recently, and we were talking about celebrities that have wives that just don't match their level of hotness, and she's a rather large woman. And Dieter showed us a photo. And it's kind of blurry, kind of grainy. You go, oh, wow, she was really good looking back then. Let me show you this photo. This is her at the GoldenEye premiere.
Yeah,
look at
her.
At this hot piece.
I'm telling you, a dime piece.
Super hot.
She's a 10.
Snitch, can you show a photo of her now? Look, I mean, there's another. Look at this. I mean.
What happened?
Super hot. Show a photo of her now, Snitch. Holy mackerel. Listen. What do you think a guy should do in a case like that? I mean, she's gained, I don't know how much weight. Now here's a guy who's in the public eye. He has maintained his look.
He looks the same.
More distinguished.
He's fit. He's thin. She has ballooned up. I saw photos of her big flabby arms.
Rude.
What?
Did you Google if she was sick or
something?
Yeah,
that's the key. Yeah, look.
You're going to feel like an idiot. That up. Why did...
Or she just gained weight. I mean, if it's just that bottom line.
Sometimes old age hits, man, and you just shut it down.
But that, she was that smoking hot.
I'm on her Wikipedia page. Her name, I had to get this from Dieter. Keely Shea Smith is her name. There's nothing in there that talks about anything medically that would make her balloon up like that. They met on a beach in Mexico in 1994. And they got married in 2001. They have a couple of kids, I guess. What's a guy supposed to do? What would you do, Dieter?
What do you mean, what do you do? Nothing.
The fact that she was that hot, though, she was a freaking model.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. Everyone goes downhill a little bit.
Yeah.
As they age. But she went from a 10 to a 2. Maybe higher than a 2. She's not.
And she still has a good face.
Well, you guys are dicks.
She really, from what would you say, a 10 to a 5 at the highest?
Yeah, I was going to say maybe a 4.
That's
you
what
guys.
I
was
going to say.
She still has a good face.
4.5,
no,
probably.
I'm giving
4.5.
A compliment.
Shallow.
Face is still good, but she went from hot to not.
So?
Yeah, because he married that hot-ass model.
Oh, my God.
He didn't
yeah.
marry that person.
I'm honestly embarrassed.
I mean, for what? I'm embarrassed for him and for her.
These words are coming out of your mouth. That is
I mean, maybe she doesn't know she gained that weight.
Oh, come on.
So you get the scale, get the calipers. You start getting a dual gym membership.
Uh-huh.
You get a treadmill in the house. You get a full gym in the basement. You get a backyard, a Bowflex.
This is just subtle hints like that.
Subtle over time. This your whole house becomes a full-size gym. And hopefully she picks up the habit. That's the only thing, because, man, was she was hot.
Gained 60 pounds, so she had a hard time
that's more
losing
than
the weight after the... She had two kids.
So each time she gained 60.
Wow.
So that's 120. No. That because she was, what, 120 when she was a model, 130 maybe. And then she went up to 250.
You don't know she's 250.
What would you say that
insane.
Is, Robert?
That's insane. I'm looking at a photo of her there, like, on a beach... And she
looks
I mean,
like Roseanne Barr at
she
her biggest.
Was so hot.
There's yeah. another one.
And not anymore.
Have that.
Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah.
Holy God!
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard to have two kids and not lose the weight.
They said they met at a beach and that this is what it looks like now.
Now beach whale.
Yeah.
I mean, he must not care. I mean, that's good for him.
It shows he's a good guy.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan is absolutely fine with Smith's extra pounds. In fact, he has threatened her to divorce if she ever went for liposuction. That's what this article is saying.
Oh, he's got a good heart.
Martin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Robert.
Hi.
Hey, is B2's mother, is she a good-looking lady?
Yeah, for being, I mean, I don't know how old she is. She must be, let me think about this. I don't know. She must be almost 60. I probably shouldn't say that because I really don't know. Who knows?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate her?
Oh, boy.
You're really putting him on the spot here.
You put me on the spot, especially. I mean, it's really hard to judge an older woman. For me, it is, but I will tell you, on a scale, let's do it this way.
You're going to change the scale?
No. On a scale for her age.
Oh, let's just do the
normal
I
don't think
scale.
You can do a scale out of every woman in the world. You're competing against 19-year-old girls?
Of course.
On this scale,
you
then?
You put me into that scale.
Yeah, you didn't change
so
it
now,
based on
Mrs. B2? She's very pretty.
Here we go, ass kissing.
Oh, she is pretty.
Oh, she's so
the
hot.
The dad's pretty, too.
The whole family's hot.
They're very
Italian.
The dad
is pretty?
He's like a good-looking Italian guy.
This is so fake.
You're fake.
She is fake, oh, isn't she?
No, they are.
They're so hot. They're so
they
nice. They're listening.
They have two beautiful daughters. Very attractive
say
family.
Their names.
Bianca and Brittany.
Oh, my God.
Talk slut.
She had it because she knows one's here listening.
No, she's in her car listening. The other one's
B2
at home
sisters.
Listening.
Peter, what? You just over there with your eyes closed.
Because this is so
fake.
It's so fake.
No, it's not.
It
is.
Anybody can see it.
No, it's not fake. I just like saying Bianca's name. It's very
talk
pretty.
Slut.
Now, B2's mom must be in her, I guess, if I had to take a guess, in her mid to late 50s, I suppose. And for mid to late 50s, she looks really good. If B2 looks like that age, first of all, I won't be able to see B2 when she's in her late 50s because I'll be like 107.
You'll be dead.
Yeah.
How old's your ma?
She must be...
How old are you? 42?
Yeah, I'm going to be 43, so...
40, 50, she's 62?
My mom's
60.
60?
Okay. So what would you rate your ma?
Well, that's, I mean, you can't rate your own mother, Doogie.
Why not?
Well, you just.
Wow, you're sensitive.
Because you're rating someone on whether you would bang them or not, like on a.
Yeah, I think everybody's mom is a one. If it's your mom.
It's your own mom.
Yeah, what about if it's your mother-in-law?
Well, that's different.
So you would bang your mother-in-law?
Oh,
saying the option is there more than your own mom.
Yeah. Nice save.
Over your, a relative, your own mother, yeah. Of course. That's like saying your stepsister. You'd bang your stepsister,
yes,
over your own sister? Of course, yeah. Doogie.
Okay. Now we know.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. COY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, if your wife balloons up like that, just take her on a cruise. Make sure your suite's got a balcony.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Just throw her overboard? Turn her into fish food? Oh. I don't know about all that, but all right. Thank you, JD. I mean, hey, they seem to be happy. That's all right. Scarlett Johansson, I read this story last week that she was tapped to play a... Oh, this is going to confuse me because we're talking genders and transgender stuff. Okay, so she was tapped to play a transgender male.
Man, okay.
Right. Am I getting this right?
You're going to screw it up.
You know the name of this movie, Rover?
No.
Which is the best part?
It is the best part.
Rub and Tug.
Wait, she was going to play... A woman transitioning to a man.
No, I think she was going to play... Oh, that's a good question.
A transgender man is somebody that started as a woman, now they are a man.
Okay. So, for whatever reason, people were outraged over this. Now, I don't know why. She's an actress. Big deal.
Was anyone
outraged when... who was that chick she played Bob Dylan? It was a woman. She played Bob Dylan. In a movie. You guys remember that?
I do.
Who was that?
I don't remember who it was, but did anyone go, oh my God?
No, because Bob Dylan...
No one whined and cried about that.
Because it wasn't... Bob Dylan wasn't a transgender in real life. The movie, Rub and Tug, is about somebody that was transgender and they've hired a straight woman...
So what?
...to
so
play
what?
That role.
I used to watch Peter Pan growing up and it was a woman.
The issue is...
a 13-year-old boy.
The issue now
they should
is...
They hired an actual 13-year-old boy.
The issue now is you should be hiring a transgender actor to portray that role. Why do you have to go to a straight actor?
Let me tell you something. When you are making a movie, do you know who you want to hire? Someone who you think is going to sell movie tickets. That's the name of the game. I mean, Scarlett Johansson
she would be great.
Sells tickets,
yeah.
Right?
She's hot.
People are interested in her. They want to see her movies. You don't have to be so someone that plays in a war movie. You have to be a former soldier to do that.
Well, that's
usually not
the road that you're going down.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's not be crazy here. That's you're acting. It's all make believe. It's all pretend.
She got so much heat about being a straight woman in this movie acting that she at first defended it, and then it just kept piling on. And then she's like, out of respect.
No, I wouldn't have quit.
I'm
what a pussy.
Dropping out.
But who's gonna
she
see
shouldn't
the movie,
have dropped
Robert?
Out.
Who's going to go see that movie?
Well, who's the actor that's going to play this role that's going to take it to that level? I mean, that could have been an Oscar contender if she would have... She's a great actress. Not knowing what's going to happen with that, who are they going to get now?
I don't know.
For casting.
There are no big stars, transgendered stars. And
are
that's
there?
It's star power is what you're looking for when you're making a movie. You want people to buy the tickets and see your film.
What about Jeffrey Tambor? Is that him?
Yeah, Transparent.
Yeah, he's just constantly winning Emmys for that TV show, and I think he's playing a man transitioning to a woman.
He is.
And then he got...
But isn't...
I think he got cut from the show because he got Me Too'd.
Oh, he got hashtag Me Too'd.
Is he...
But other than that, everybody loved his portrayal. I don't know anybody
who's winning award after award after award.
But is he straight in real life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeffrey is?
You know what it is? Scarlett Johansson is good looking. That's what it is. They want someone not as good looking.
Mm-mm.
Jeffrey Tambor is...
No, that's not it. You can ugly people up. Look at, oh my God, there's so many... Charlize Theron, she's been uglied up how many times?
Oh, that movie Monster?
Scarlett Johansson, Halle Berry.
Okay.
I mean, they can ugly these girls up. Halle Berry's been ugly.
I know,
ugly.
But this is why they're criticizing her, is because she's so good looking. If like Jeffrey Tambor, no one's criticizing. He's just like a big fat dude.
They have a bunch of trans actors on that show too. That's actually who he was sexually harassing, were trans women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's straight.
Wait, when you say trans women,
men who have transitioned
to
females.
It's
really
a simpleton.
Confusing.
It really is confusing, right? Is that? I always get confused. Is that a woman who's going to be a man or a man going to
it
be a woman
me.
When you're a trans woman? So men that have transitioned to being women, he was harassing them?
Yes.
And doing what? How was he harassing
them? Telling them that he wants to attack them sexually. Like just grabbing them all the time.
But he was grabbing men then.
Came in close, put his bare feet on top of mine so I could not move, leaned his body against me, and began quick, discreet thrusting back and forth against my body.
Ugh.
I felt his penis on my hip through his thin pajamas.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not good.
What is cisgender? CIS.
That's what we are.
Cisgender.
Who's we?
All of us.
I don't know what that means.
Just, they don't want to say the word normal, so they've made this up instead. Because normal would then...
Normal stigmatizes the rest of us.
Exactly. So we are.
Cis?
Yes.
CIS? What does that even mean? Where does that
know.
Come
I don't
from?
Know where it comes from. I just know that's what...
So I'm cisgender?
Yes.
Huh.
Well, anyways, I guess she's out now. David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I was just talking about the Jared Leto played the cross-dresser or transgendered person in Dallas Buyers Club.
That's right.
And there was no issue over that.
That's a good
got an
point.
Oscar. Dude, she's right. You get awards for it. She's passing up an Oscar contender for not doing this
movie. Why are people... I just don't get why people are complaining with her. If people have done it in the past, why are people complaining about this now?
Maybe
I don't think you have to be whatever it is you are portraying as an actor.
Mm-hmm. No,
right.
That's
The bench for, transgender actors and actresses is way, shallower than normal, traditional people.
Sure.
And that's what actors want to challenge themselves, do something that is out of their norm and shoot for a different character. Like, that would be, that'd be a big role for her.
It would be like Doogie playing...
A news person?
A physicist.
Uh-huh.
A genius.
That's impossible.
It's a real. It would be a real challenge for her.
But I could do it.
Nah.
Robert, I just sent you a video. It's from BuzzFeed, and they're talking about how trans actors, kind of why they're mad. But this, I think, came up before Scarlett Johansson, but it's same subject, about how they're having trouble getting hired as actors.
All right. Hold on.
I'm saving it, too, just in case. It's saved.
It's saved. All right. But, well, all right. Let me see. Hold on. Trans actors. Here we go. It's loading up the audio. Here we go.
The same as men. But then there's the conversation of trans people just getting hired in general.
My name is Maybe Burke.
Hi, I'm Jordan Ho.
Hi, my name is Kit Yan.
I'm Samuel Nouri.
Okay, trans and non-binary actors talk to BuzzFeed about working in the entertainment.
For a lot of trans people in the community that I know, it's a bit of a take what you can get.
Equal pay for TGNC non-binary actors is like, that's not even on people's radars.
All right. There's a lot of text in this video, but...
So is a transgender allowed to audition for a straight role?
Yeah.
Would people be outraged over that?
No, they can try it, but they'll never get it.
Why?
No,
you acting.
No, you could try as long as in the end, you're playing the character that you're supposed to be playing.
And do you know trans and gay are not the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You keep on saying straight.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
But people, if you have a show, this is how you get publicity. You hire a trans actor, and it's groundbreaking, and everyone applauds you or whatever.
But you get a little bit more leniency, don't you think, Anthony, if you are a gay man versus a straight man when you're doing these roles? Like, I thought Jeffrey Tambor was, so that's my bad. But isn't there that little bit more welcoming? Or no, I could be wrong.
I don't know.
So,
Would there be an uproar, you're saying, if it was a
straight man, but if it's a gay man doing it, it might be a little bit better. But, or Scarlett Johansson, if she were gay, would the LGBTQ community be more welcoming to her?
Possibly.
Playing it? So that's all I was trying to say.
By the way, I'm looking at this video.
Huh.
So
there's not much text after that last
text. Looks like this guy, who I guess was born a woman, is that correct?
Yeah.
Was that what I'm looking at?
Yep.
But actually, I mean, I don't think you would, if you saw this guy walking down the street, would you know that you used to be a woman?
Not. Don't like the role. Maybe it doesn't pay as well as it should.
No.
No, you just think this guy's in one of the bands that Charlie likes.
Speaking of that, who just came out like a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Is it Panic at the Disco? The lead singer came out as...
No, he has a wife.
Who just came out as like...
Dude, she's feeding us bad info.
Yeah, he's pansexual?
Yeah, he said he's open to it, but he's married to a woman.
Okay, is this the right band?
Yeah,
so I didn't
Panic
screw
at the Disco.
So
he didn't come out.
Oh, that's easy. So yeah, he just comes out and just says that, but he's married to a woman, so he will never act on it. But now he gets the credit for being pansexual.
What does pansexual mean?
Yeah, I was going to do that too. Yeah.
Why come out and say it if you're not?
Because
what
you
is
don't
it?
Have to. Just imagine saying like you're kind of gay or whatever, and everybody's like, "Oh, what a hero!" But you'd never have to act on it. So.
Oh, that's Charlie and Nance then, right?
Well, they could act on it. They're not married they're not married to women.
He's not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. So he's just all over.
Okay.
I've got to take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up, the news, in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dushy?
We were talking about lawsuits earlier this morning, and Rover, you were saying, I don't know if I would sue if this or that happened. Well, there is a woman that's suing Alex Trebek. Why? I'll tell you next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. They'll make you laugh. They'll make you cry. And if you play your cards right, they might even get you laid.
Get laid?
What does that come with it, a guarantee?
We'll send Charlie over.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeffrey, can you do me a favor? Come in here a second. All right, I'm going to give you $20.
Okay.
Will you go to the store and buy me something?
Yeah.
Okay. It's medication for herpes. Is that all right? You pick that up?
Medication for herpes, huh?
Yeah. I just don't want people to think I have herpes, so they'll think you have herpes. Is that cool?
Okay. The only place I think I would sell that would... I think you could only get a prescription for that, but I'll see what I can be done.
I have it. It's under the name Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Where? Well, which Walgreens?
The one right down the street.
So you said okay.
Okay.
So okay, what's going on here?
No, actually, Jeffrey, I'm gonna send you out to get some sunblock for me.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I need. You ready? Taking notes. Got it up here in your in your noggin.
Yeah, you need sunblock.
Right.
Particular kind.
It's got to be 2 family size cans.
Okay.
Spray on. The spray, the aerosol, not a pump, but a.
Yeah, okay.
Family size
aerosol cans of sunblock.
SPF 50, my friend.
SPS 50, okay.
SPF 50.
I got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. And hurry back, because we got to
talk to you. Thank you,
sir. No, I got to get out of here.
Oh, I was going to say, we got to talk to Jeffrey about.
There's a crisis going on.
Oh.
It's a good crisis. We're working ahead.
Yeah, well, we're working so far ahead that I didn't know we were working this far ahead.
Yep, we got it.
I told everyone to be done by Thursday. I think they're going to be done by Thursday. They're starting to put tents up at the Roverfest site. And they haven't been marked off where everything's going yet.
Yeah, we thought you were going out there yesterday.
Well, I didn't think they were starting till tomorrow.
It'll be fine.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning crew. Morning, guys. Hey. Just wanted to say hi, what's up, and let you guys know I'm not going to make it to Rover Fest, a place where you can make out a random chick.
Oh, man, you're not going to be able to make it?
No, you know, single dad, you know.
Just cancel the whole thing.
Yeah, if you can't go.
Yep.
I have it.
Call it off.
Doing the parenting thing and, you know, and... got my grandmother moving in with me and stuff, and you know, so bills just keep piling up. And I was hoping you guys would do the release at the gates, you know, because I'm hoping to still kind of make it. I already called the day off.
Now, what were you talking about, making out with chicks?
Oh my god, yeah, dude! Like there was like a couple chicks making out with each other and in the crowd, and like I'm like, oh my god, let me go get a piece of this action, you know. And so naturally, I go over and start introduce myself, you know, and they're all dancing. So I start dancing, and next thing you know, they're just drawing me in. And I'm like fucking face with 2 chicks at the same time, you know, and that was great. Didn't get to bang both of them, only the one.
Oh, only the one. Well,
only the one.
But, what a letdown.
How hot was she on a scale of 1 to 10?
How was he?
What?
How was what?
How hot was she?
Oh, two. She was a 2. She was a lame.
Oh, it's Roverfest.
Wait, just a bad lay or the way that she looked?
Oh, both. I mean, like, she was like a...
So let me ask you a question. If you see 2 girls making out with each other and there were 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, that's pretty hideous. What would lead you over there and go, I'm going to start making out with these broads?
Well, because I'm a guy. I mean, like, you put them both together, you got 2 twos. I mean, well, you got a 4, man. Sometimes, like, the actor or the comedian say, sometimes you got to apply a 1 to appreciate it, too.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike, it's a shame you won't be able to be there because all those ugly girls could use some loving, too. All right. Thank you, Mike. The hell's wrong with this guy? Who would do that? You see a couple of hideous beasts making out with each other, and you go up and you start making out with them.
What the time? It's a good idea.
This guy.
Beer. Who cares?
Yeah, beer goggles.
Maddie in Vero Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Not much. I am a trans woman. I just figured there were a few things that you guys were, like, missing on the talk earlier.
Okay. All right.
So what does this mean? He's a man turning into a woman?
That's correct. That's right. Or already turned into a woman. Man used to be a male, now a female. That's right.
Yes, I've been living as a woman for about 4 years now.
And how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is that all of those previous roles, Jared Leto, everything like that, they've all been gotten angry. Like, the trans community has gotten really angry about all of them. The only reason that Scarlett Johansson's is getting in the news is because now trans is more popular, so news stories are picking up any trans story they can possibly find.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, Maddie? The next time Neil Patrick Harris gets a role as a straight man, I am protesting.
The Chipmunk movie.
I'm going to say that that's outrageous. Isn't there someone on the Big Bang Theory? Isn't one of those guys gay, plays a straight dude or something?
Yeah, okay. Neil Patrick Harris. He bangs all kinds of girls.
He's not
that.
On the Big Bang Theory.
Long show.
Wrong TV show.
What show?
He's a great example of what you're saying,
Robert. How I Met Your Mother hasn't been on the air in years, douchey. That's the show you're thinking of. But
reruns are still on.
NPH, all of his roles, he's a straight guy.
Yeah.
In real life, he's gay.
Well, I think we need to start picketing. Just like they did out in Chicago.
Yeah,
did you see all of the protests for... Maddie, hold that thought about Chicago. Maddie, so you are 27. You've been living as a woman now for a few years. What led you to... how long did you realize that this was something you were going to do? At what age?
Four, three.
Really?
Like, tiny, yeah. Yep.
And you just always felt like a female.
Uh-huh. Yep, always.
And so life. Did you do anything besides just start dressing as a woman and all that? Have you gone through any, is there hormones?
Hormones.
Okay.
Hormones, no surgeries, just hormones.
Are you going to do a surgery or?
It's expensive. I don't know. It's like $20,000 or something. I haven't really looked into it much, but it's way too much to be worth it.
20 grand. Now, do you work on the voice? Because immediately when you call, I don't know what I would describe the voice as, but it's not a perfect female voice. No offense.
Nah, I should probably put more work into it because you do have to train it. The hormones don't change it themselves.
I see.
Except for trans men, testosterone will lower your voice, but estrogen won't do much to raise it. I don't know. I have a hard time caring too much what other people think of me. I feel like it's not really something that I should care about. And I feel like too many people.
If you were to do it, do you think if you needed to change your voice to a woman's voice, Dieter, would you be able to do that? Like, I don't have the lowest voice as a man.
Yeah, you do. You have a low voice.
I don't think so. I think I have a high voice.
Sometimes you can, but.
I think you can get away with it if you put a lisp on it.
He has a lisp.
No, I'm saying that's don't people when they.
Well, that just makes you sound gay.
Okay, but I'm saying that's close to being. If you're trying to be more female like, you put a lisp on it. Yeah, you sound more.
So could you. What? Let me hear, Maddie. Let's. I'm going to go around the horn here. Dieter, I want you to think
girl
about.
Girl voice?
This. Girl voice, that's right. All right. Charlie, Maddie's you're thinking laughing. About this? What are you laughing Maddie's at? Laughing.
I can't do voice. I can't.
You can't do a girl's
voice? I'll try,
voice.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we all need the same sentence. You write a sentence for me. How about
tampons. I need to go buy tampons.
I started
today.
My period.
Heavy flow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Write this down. I started my period. I started my period. Period. I need to go to the store to pick up
too long.
Some tampons, comma. It's a heavy flow. Okay, you got that? All right. Now, Doogie, you're going to have to do the same thing.
I didn't write it down.
Maddie, let's start with you. Could you repeat that? I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow. You ready? Give it a shot. In your most feminine voice.
I've started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
There you go. All right. Not bad. Now, Douchey, you're going to have to do it as a man in the most manly voice. Let me try this. You ready? I started my period.
Not high enough.
It's not high enough?
Well, okay, you had the accent, like Clueless accent down.
I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
Yeah, that's girl.
You like, think I could pass on the phone for a woman? You think so?
Yeah. A little higher, but...
A little high? I need to go even higher than that?
A couple octaves up.
That's
about
squeeze
as high
squeeze your nuts and try.
Nads, give it a shot.
I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons.
That was great.
It's a heavy flow.
Great.
Yeah. If that was on the phone, I'd be like, oh, that's a chick.
He's the girliest of us so far.
I have the deepest voice, but...
Dieter, let me hear you.
See, I just try to be Douchey when I imitate her. I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
Higher.
I don't have to go way higher.
I started my period.
You're just yelling. No,
you're
louder.
I'll move back from the mic.
No, go high. Go.
Can't you just talk without yelling as a girl?
I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
That's better.
How's that?
That was way better. I don't know if I could get that high. I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
That's Mickey Mouse like.
Okay,
Maddie, what do you think?
I think you guys are doing great.
Snitzer can nail this, Rover, with his low.
Well, his is a whisper high.
But okay. If he did it.
Snitzer, can you give it a shot? Our video guy here. Here we go.
All right, here we go. I started my period. I need to go to the store, get some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
He nailed it.
That was great.
Like a mom, like an older lady.
Yeah, it was better than Nads. That was great.
After I drop you off at soccer practice, I need to go to the store. All right, Charlie, last but not least. Here we go.
I started my period. I need to go to the store to pick up tampons because there's hella blood.
What?
There's a heavy flow.
I wrote down two things. I don't think I can't do it.
I started my period.
No.
It sounds more like a boy going through puberty.
Yeah.
It is it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
Like immediately when I picked up with Maddie, I go, oh, Maddie needs to really refine this voice, but it's harder. It's easier said than done.
I wonder if it's ever natural where it turns into your real voice or if you're always kind of putting on a performance.
Yeah, acting.
Like we could just do the whole show in voices like this. I guess you should get that. I don't know how girls do that with their F's.
Those ear piercing ones?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like every S is just piercing. S. I don't know how they do. How do girls do that?
I don't think they do it on purpose. And sometimes I'll meet a woman that has that problem, and every S is a squeak. And I can't.
They don't know.
I can't talk to them.
Yeah.
Because it hurts. Like I couldn't imagine being married or like that's your girlfriend if it was a one that hurts. Do you ever hear those?
Piercing. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Douchey.
What?
You want to give us a quick shizzy here?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a fourth.
Oh, by the way, hold on. Haley is in Savannah, Georgia, and wants to know, it wasn't me. She thinks it was me, but it was you, Dieter. Best chicken pot pie, where'd you get that in Savannah, Georgia?
What's that racist lady, or used to be?
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Okay.
That restaurant, great chicken pot pie.
Paula, what's it called?
Paula Deen's...
Kitchen? Is that what? Something like that?
Shoot. Give me one sec.
Haley, it's Paula Deen's restaurant. Get the chicken pot pie there.
Yeah,
Dieter loves it.
Comes out smoking hot.
It's great. It's really good.
If you like those, I think it's just called Paula Deen's Family Kitchen.
Okay. There you go. That's for the girl on line one. Go ahead, Douchey.
There's a 4,000-acre blaze in near Yosemite National Park.
Wait, stop. Hold on. You never gave us your manly version.
Oh, yeah.
You never talked like a man.
You can do this.
Are you ready?
Okay. wait, you have to change your sentence, though. Can't be about periods. Write this down. You ready?
I hate Rover.
I need to get some new boxers, comma. These are squeezing my balls too much.
My hairy balls.
Yeah, my hairy balls.
Get that in.
These are squeezing my... These are too tight on my hairy balls. It's making them sweaty.
Come on. These
no, it's good. Are... Yeah, yeah.
Too tight on my hairy balls. It's making them sweaty. Let's see if Doogie can do a man. She's hairier than most of us.
When she does that, that's low. So just talking that low voice.
Hairy balls.
Yeah, that sounds like Dieter's voice.
Oh, I hate that voice. I need
this
to get
like his one fake voice.
The ball rag.
My one
ball gag.
Help!
I need to get.
I have a ball gag in my mouth.
All right, go on.
I need to get some new boxers. These are too tight on my hairy balls. They're making me sweaty. That's
yeah.
The...
Yeah. Okay. Now in a man's voice.
No.
I almost swore.
I didn't, though. I stopped myself. Okay. I need to get some new boxers. These are too tight on my... On my hairy balls.
Are you constipated?
Why are you talking like
that's a
this?
Deep voice.
Oh, that's...
I need to get some new boxers. They're too tight on my hairy balls. They're making me sweaty.
You can't... You just sound like this.
You can't make your voice deeper without...
I need...
Get it from the chest. From the diaphragm. Oh.
I need to get new boxers. These are too tight on my hairy balls. They're making me sweaty.
Balls.
That hurts.
All right. Back to the shizzy.
There's a fire near Yosemite Park, National Park, 4,000 acres. Only 2% was contained as of yesterday afternoon. So crews are going to go in and try to get that under control. They have a lot of work to do, but they are also going to try to retrieve the body of a firefighter that was killed during that wildfire. A 40-year-old woman by the name of Christy Pilkington was killed by a freight train. It was about 12:35 in the morning, Friday into Saturday, and it was in Kenley, North Carolina. It was a small town about 45 miles east of Raleigh. Police are not certain whether her motorized vehicle ran out of batteries or if the wheels somehow just got stuck on the tracks. This was at the crossing, and she was stuck on the tracks, and she got hit by a train. She was killed. Papa John's still in the news. Several Major League Baseball teams have decided to cut ties with Papa John's as the pizza chain continues to feel the fallout from its founder, John Schnattner's admission that he used the N-word in a conference call back in May.
But he's resigned now, so...
Still, they just don't want to have anything to do with it. So
I know,
but
if the guy who committed the offense is gone, why punish everyone else who works
just
there?
Saying.
I saw some headline. He said that he was told or coaxed into saying that word on that conference call.
How are you coaxed into that? Was it kind of like the game we just did with... Okay, John, do your most racist... voice.
Yeah, it was something like that. It says, here's the headline. He was pushed to use the N-word. Like, they were saying, like, give us an example of, you know, the N-word. Who uses the N-word? And he said something like, Colonel Sanders used to say the N-word.
So but he said the whole word versus...
That's what he's saying.
That's a stretch.
I don't know.
Even though Blockbuster went under almost 5 years ago, there were still a handful of stores that had survived. Well, that handful is now down to one finger. The last two Blockbusters in Alaska just announced they're closing their doors by the end of August. And that means there's only one Blockbuster left in the entire country. It's in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, do you remember going to Blockbuster when you were
with
a kid?
Every weekend.
Yep.
Every weekend you would go. You would. Yep. They'd have the new releases. They'd have that video, the box cover, and then the plastic ones like behind
it.
Yep.
Right.
All the good movies were always out.
I know. There'd be
Do you know how spoiled we are now? You just pop on your Apple TV or Netflix or whatever. You get whatever you want. You used to have to go there and
oh, it was a
and
real
then you'd
bitch.
Be forced to watch something terrible because they didn't have Jurassic Park, and then you're watching Junior.
And you
whatever.
Figured, well, Junior's I drove great. Out here. I can't go back empty-handed. I need something.
Mm-hmm.
The places I would go to, they had saloon doors in the back.
Oh, yeah.
For the triple X
store.
And I go, when I grow up, That's my dream, is just to go in these saloon doors. That's my only dream as a kid. I don't want to be a policeman or a firefighter or none of that crap. I just want to go in these damn doors once in my life.
And you could kind of, like, if someone would go in, you could peek right through there. And
I see some perv come in with a crappy mustache, you know, like green shirt. I go, oh, this guy's going in the triple X section. And I'd time it up so when he walks in, the doors swing open, I could get a glimpse. And they had so many great movies I wanted to watch. I mean, that was my dream. And then every store shut down when I was legal to go in there. And I never once in my life got in that damn section.
I don't think those were Blockbusters.
No, it was like, we had like a Diamond Video that was famous, and they had that section.
Oh. Didn't Blockbuster have that?
Are
you sure?
I don't think Blockbuster.
I don't remember
adult
Blockbuster
section.
Having that
adult section.
But the other stores,
more maybe Hollywood Video had that.
Family Video.
Family
did.
Video, Diamond Video. We had a bunch out here.
Okay.
Remember last week? I told you.
How embarrassing! Like you'd have to like take that to the counter.
I know. No, you do. You take two other ones. So you take Uncle Buck. And you take Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and then underneath was Uncle F. So Uncle Buck, Uncle F. It was some fat guy banging chicks, and hope they just don't look at the title.
Hope they don't open it up. And...
yeah. Well, they should check it. They have to open it up and make sure. Right. You know,
hey, Frank, I have Uncle F, and it's not in here. It's replaced with, I mean, oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, you have to, oh. Anyhow. Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey's back.
Oh, nice.
Back
Thank
with
you.
The sunblock. Thank you, Jeffrey. You're such a big help.
Remember on Friday I said that if The Thank Rock's you. New movie is...
Keep the change, Jeffrey.
Was it's there any change?
It's what? It's only 58 cents. Only 58 cents change? Yeah.
Keep it. Buy a newspaper.
How does sunblock, how do they make that expensive? Honestly. I mean, what is the cost of sunblock? You telling me...
Well, wherever they can.
Oh, because you need to buy it. There's no other choice.
You're telling me that this can...
That was the largest can
of Copper Tone Sport cost $10?
No, but that's just what they charge, and you're going to buy it.
Wow. All right. Go on.
Quickly, remember we had told you that if The Rock's movie opens around $35, $40 that's considered a bust?
Yeah. Yeah, they were hoping.
Because the budget was so extravagant for this movie. So, Skyscraper, that movie I'm talking about, debuted in third place with $25.5 million.
Is that his lowest movie opening?
I don't know. That Baywatch, I think, was pretty bad, too.
That was. He's got a couple busts lately. Wow.
Second place was Ant-Man and the Wasp with almost $30 million. And then debuting in first place, they expected this to be a little bit higher as well. Hotel Transylvania 3 was $44.1 million. A two-hour documentary special, Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind, is going to be on HBO tonight, 8 p.m.
Oh, that looked good. I saw a commercial for that.
And then finally, this is the story I had teased. Alex Trebek is being sued by a woman who claims she fell over when his dog lunged at her. She says that she suffered physical, mental, and emotional pain, and it's affecting her ability to work. Her name is Hannah Katai, and she says that she was walking her yellow lab past Trebek's Los Angeles home when a big black dog on the property just ran towards her. She turned to avoid it. She fell onto the street and into oncoming traffic. There was a large SUV that was heading for her, but luckily some guy was there to get her up and off the street. She says she was injured in the fall, and she's suffering mental and emotional damages.
Oh, come on. Mental damages from getting knocked over by a dog?
But she didn't get knocked over by a dog. The dog was running towards her. So did it touch her?
Wait,
if the dog touched her...
it didn't even knock her over?
A big black dog on the property ran toward her. She turned to avoid it, and she fell onto the street. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like it actually jumped on her. So... does she have a lawsuit there? I'm not sure. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You're asking for it.
Well, you are kind of asking for it.
You are asking for it.
Because you're listening to Rover's Morning Glory. Welcome back.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Man, I just need to say, I need to get some new boxers because these are squeezing my hairy balls too tight, and they're making them all sweaty.
Uh-huh.
Do you recognize me?
This is a frequent caller.
This is a frequent caller. It actually does sound pretty manly.
Yeah, I'm good.
This is a female caller.
Yes. Oh, it's female?
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say Brother ADX.
No, that's not like Brother ADX.
Female.
Female caller.
Female. And it's hurting me to do this, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I got it.
This is Tracy.
No. It's Brandy from Chicago.
Let me hear the sentence again, Anonymous.
Man, I need to get some new boxes.
You're right. It is Brandy from Chicago.
Is that it?
It's Tracy.
Oh, Charlie got it.
She always kind of has a man's voice anyways, so
it was hard. But, yeah, no, I got my whole family one time like that. They didn't know who I was. I called my mom, and I acted like I was some crazy man ready to come, you know, down there because someone stole something, and it was in her yard. And she, of course, her little firecracker that she is, she decided she was going to yell right back, you bring yourself down here, and I'll kick your ass. I mean, she just went off. But, yeah, it was me. And I think your female voices could have been a lot better. If you guys would have squeezed yourself really hard, it would have made your voice really high-pitched.
If we would have squeezed ourselves really hard?
if you would have squeezed your junk.
Oh, anyway, all right.
You guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Jeff.
Can you do a girl voice?
Would you like to try a girl's voice?
Yeah, I heard you guys were trying a girl's voice.
Read it.
Yeah, I started my period. I need to go to the store. I can't even hold. I'm trying to hold myself. Yeah, I started my period. I need to go to the store and pick up some tampons. It's a heavy flow.
Nice.
Perfect. Pick up some what?
Pick up some what?
Some tampons.
Okay. Right. Becky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
This is quite embarrassing, but I can give you a male voice because I was listening to Doogies. I'm like, she still sounds like a girl.
All right, let me hear you. All right, here we go.
I need to buy myself another pair of boxers because these boxers are making my balls sweaty.
Whoa.
That's pretty good. Really,
on the phone.
Wow. You think you could do that all day long? If you, like, for instance, if you wanted to live as a man, do you think you could talk like that all the time?
Oh, heck yeah. I can do a lot of different octaves because I sing a lot.
Uh-huh. Well, uh-huh. You're much better than us.
Aw. No, I just wanted to show you what a manly voice sounded like.
That's crazy. Change it on cue. Whoa. Manly voice.
Can you get your voice deeper, Dieter, than it is?
What, than that? I can't go as deep as her.
But every time you do a voice, Dieter, you just... close up your throat back there. Oh, I can't go any deeper. No, it's not how people just change it.
Rover, this is the deepest I can go. We got a ball gag.
You can't go deeper like
that. That sounds the same to you. You're talking quieter.
This sounds the same as my regular voice. That's no deeper than my regular voice.
How's this?
Really? This is no deeper than my regular voice,
Dieter.
You're
just talking softer. Dieter, I see it now. If I go lower, it goes really low. That's deep.
Wow. You are actually the worst at voices. You're really bad.
No, how can you say that? I can charge it up on a dime.
Jeffrey, how deep can you make your voice?
Let me see.
Okay, now, we have to keep it between the lines now, you know.
That's Saskeith. He's doing a Saskeith impression. Yeah, but that's just the deepest I can get my voice. I can talk like, I can almost talk like a British person.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. The A380 is the largest plane in the world. This is Forrest Gump.
Really?
Wait a second.
There's a British accent. The A380 is the largest plane in the world.
I just got discombobulated with Forrest Gump. His Asian. No thanks. Do your Asian. Oh, yeah. Here's a good Asian impression, Rubber. You're going now. You've been here for an hour. Why are you here for an hour? Eat spare ribs. Eat vegetable. You scare my wife.
Can he do anything in that voice that is not from that comedy bit? Who is that?
John Panette.
John Panette. Okay.
Doing the Chinese buffet.
Can you say that sentence about the tampons, but in a Chinese voice.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I cannot do
try
it.
Try it. It's easy.
Read it.
No, I'm trying to think of how a Chinese woman would
but
sound like.
But you just did a Chinese accent.
You go now. I started my period. I need to go to the store and pick up some tampons. That's a heavy flow.
That is good at the end. Heavy flow.
All right.
There's a picture you want of Jeffrey's house, I thought, over the weekend.
Was there?
Is this your house, Jeffrey, with the certain van in the driveway? Stanley Steamer?
Oh, that's the unit next door that was having your carpet cleaned. I live in a duplex, so okay. that was my next door
people thought
neighbor
somebody
in the other unit getting their carpet cleaned
at your house, and they brought that in.
Robert, we do have a good video. We went to that German beer hall for Nads' birthday.
Uh-huh.
And they have this thing called a Schottski. Do you know what a Schottski is? It's four shots on a ski. Okay. And they're kind of in the ski. So you have to all stand in a line, and four people have to do a shot at the same time. And Jeffrey tried to do that.
All four by himself?
No. He's standing next to Nads other.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can
kind of. You got to time it up, and I'll do it at the same time.
Okay. Jeffrey has, I'm just watching, he has his glasses off in this.
That means business.
Okay.
Did it fall? Doing?
He broke the glass?
He's like
no, I wasn't lit at all.
No,
it's
what
just,
he was doing is he was trying to keep his mouth closed so the shot wouldn't go down.
And then it was
and then when they went to put it back,
he spit. I think he was trying to spit the shot back.
No,
into
I wasn't
the glass.
Trying to. I was trying to keep the cup from falling.
Please play it again. I have to see this
because he's like kind of smooching it.
Yeah. No, so all four put the shot up.
Yeah, you time it up.
It's all connected. You know, four shots. And Jeffrey doesn't want to swallow it. See, he watch this.
That's so bad. What are you doing? Just do it.
I was just like, I was trying to swallow the thing.
No, you're right. He was trying to place it back into the cup.
I think you're trying to, spit it back in.
It's so much easier. That's the point.
Just to do the shot that all that work of trying to spit it back up into it.
They were kind of light shots, too. I don't remember what they were, but they were like girly
shots. Lemon drops.
Yeah, lemon drops and stuff.
I do have another video. I haven't watched it, so I don't know if we should. Jeffrey's son, I think, gave a whole tour of their house.
Oh, Everybody's emailing me this.
I thought you cut off his internet access, Jeffrey.
Well, I mean,
he just cuts off his mic before he talks. I watched him press off for some.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Anyways, I thought I did. I didn't get around to doing it, unfortunately. So you guys have already seen the inside of my house, so it's really nothing new.
He did a full tour of his house.
13 minutes.
13-minute tour of the house.
But everything on the floor, everything in the room, every room he goes.
Is there anything I need to?
I only got to watch the first 5 minutes. I didn't hear about it till this morning, so I actually missed out on
the
this
first
one.
2 minutes. Robert, he's just talking to the camera. You have to go past that.
Okay.
And then he just starts in the living room and just goes around everything on the floors, every appliance.
Got the window air conditioner.
Power it up.
I don't think it's working.
It works.
Oh, it's not plugged in.
Okay.
Can you believe that this house hasn't burned down yet?
Why is it only a two-prong?
Over. Wait. Just wait. If you think there's, like, fire hazard. Wait.
It's a three-prong air conditioner, but he must have put it into,
into an extension cord?
One of the prongs is wider, so that's...
What is going on?
Wait, one of the what? Turn your microphone on.
Jeffrey,
why don't you turn
your
microphone on?
Whatever. One of the prongs is a little wider than the other on the plug, so it's a modern outlet. So it could go to a two or three prong.
The air conditioner has three prongs.
The air conditioner is like a grounded plug.
Oh, it's a huge plug.
Yeah, it's a grounded plug.
Three, but there's not... Three prongs.
That's only if
it was my air conditioner. I know it's a three prong air conditioner.
It's a three prong outlet.
There's only two prongs on this.
It's plugged into an extension cord, which it's not supposed to be.
Oh, who cares? Everybody does that.
But how did he?
Not air conditioning.
So what did he do though?
No,
the extension cord is still going to be three prong to three prong.
We did that little gray plug, probably the converter.
I have an adapter for the plug the air conditioner, the extension cord, and the extension cord then goes plugged into the wall because the air conditioner's cord doesn't reach all the way to the wall from where the window is.
Do bugs come in those holes, Jeffrey, underneath the sides? You see that?
No.
No bugs.
All right, so there's a window air conditioner that I don't think the wiring is up to code, but that's you're telling me that's the least of our problems, Dieter? Okay. So we're getting a tour of Jeffrey's pad here. I haven't watched this.
I think he's going to go to the TV next and show stuff on the floor.
Okay, all right, hold on. Waiting.
I'll let that on
because
it's hot outside, guys.
Now, why, if I may ask, so he had to plug in, then he goes, oh, it's hot outside. I'm going to leave the air conditioner plugged in. Why was it unplugged to begin with?
Good question.
My wife has this, I don't know what she, it's just paranoia about electricity use that she thinks that if the appliance is plugged in, it's still using electricity, even though it's turned off. And I keep telling her, it's not using any electricity unless the damn thing's turned on.
Why turn it off at all?
Yeah, it's the summertime. This is when you run the air conditioning.
That's just how she is. Now, I'm sorry to say that. She doesn't.
She has a phobia or a fear of electricity with your air conditioner.
However, it's electricity usage.
Tomas Sharon has ceiling fans with bare hot wires plugged right into a wall, spliced in. That's not a problem.
It's a problem, but what I'm saying is that in my wife's mind, that she thinks that even if the appliance is plugged in but it's not turned on, she still thinks it's using electricity, and it's really not. So why don't you just leave the damn thing plugged in so we can turn it on?
Phantom power.
Oh, wait, is this the laptop?
That's the laptop.
So it got broken?
And he mentions it, too.
What does he say?
Doesn't work. And somebody, I think this he's live streaming, and somebody goes, what happened to it?
No, that's my old laptop. That one still works.
Yep.
Well, this is fascinating material here. But I think that this is really probably better suited to the Friday Leftovers or something. Really, can you save this video? We'll do a whole frame-by-frame tour.
Sure.
Because
you got to go. It goes all the way.
Well, when you go slow motion, who knows what you'll see in here?
Oh yeah, yeah, on the floors and stuff. And he goes room to room upstairs.
Uh huh.
The bathrooms each. Bedroom.
Oh, he gives the whole house.
Rover, full house.
How do you feel about that, Jeffrey?
I mean, it's everything you always wanted.
I don't think he had to give a whole tour of my house. You guys have already seen the inside of it as it is. You've been in my house how many number of times? So,
well, we didn't post it.
He doesn't.
Well, you and our old producer secretly infiltrated my house the very first time around.
Not secretly. I had to use the bathroom, and you let me.
Yeah,
use the bathroom.
Right.
He has a bathroom shot.
I also came over and stole an air conditioner or drop off bicycles.
I'm talking about before all that stuff, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Before all that stuff, Charlie, you and Rob found a way to infiltrate my house, and then you blabbed it on the air. I remember that. It was before all the time that you helped me with all this other stuff.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to pick you up for a ride tomorrow?
Yeah, to the county release party.
What a dick I was.
Yeah, and then I come out to Rob's old beat-up Chevy Blazer, and he just drives off on me.
Oh, okay. All right. He's talking about a guy who hasn't worked on the show in however many years. All right, if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern time, you can continue listening or watching at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back with more of the show in a sense right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.